You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
The time has come for you to get up off your ass and go see Robert Kelly live on stage. June 12th, he'll be at the Gotham Comedy Club in New York City. June 21st through June 23rd, he'll be at the Comedy Club in Webster, New York. And June 28th through 30th, he'll be at Comics at Foxwood Resort and Casino in Connecticut. Go to robertkellylive.com for tickets and information. Get up off your ass, go see him live, laugh your ass off, meet him after the show, and maybe, just maybe, he'll even sign your boobies.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from a lot of things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
What'd you say? You're taking off the labels?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I need to re-up my contract, Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Gonna fuck with Guinness.
Fucking cunt.
Starting already.
You really are just a fucking twat. Are you really? Are you really fucking doing that?
I was doing it as a joke, but now it looks serious.
Oh, sorry. All right. I really took it.
Yeah, I was just trying to joke around, but apparently now.
Are you really? All right, I get it. Shut your phones
off,
everybody.
Dickhead on my flight yesterday had his iPhone
on. Is your phone off, Kelly?
I need to have it on because I time.
Not you don't need that. Put it on airplane mode.
Okay.
You know what you just showed right there? Patience.
Yep.
It was nice. I like it.
It's going to take patience and time.
Patience.
I'm so glad you're here, Joe.
We
just calmed me.
Are you good? Are you good to go?
I'm fine. I'm fine, Bobby.
Say that again.
The timing thing.
Yeah.
Are you good to go?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm really fucking...
Come on.
Shut your face. All right, so we're here today.
Why are you starting this like a funeral?
Yeah, you know what?
Shut the fucking fan off, please.
We're here today.
Last time I was on, you did the same thing to me, dude.
What?
It was like I sat down and you were like, okay, all right, so
much
here
better.
Is You Know What, Dude podcast. And
it's a romantic voice.
We're starting over. We're starting the fuck over.
Everyone put their pants back on.
We're starting over, okay?
Can you give me mine back?
All right, we're here with You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com. We have my good pal and fucking co-host, sidekick, fucking boy that's on the show, Dan.
Man boy.
Man
side boy.
Boy. Side boy.
I'm a side boy. That really makes me sound like a twink. I'm a side boy.
You're so naughty. You're a bear monster twink.
Yeah, I'm like the guy that, like, the really big bears that can't fuck twinks, they get me. Where I'm like, hey, boys! And they're like, eh, it's boy enough.
Yeah, you have twink hands, but fucking bear
forearms. I
don't have
twink hands.
You do have little hands.
And I have a kick-ass Wolverine Band-Aid.
I know.
On the right finger, too.
Yeah. And of course, you have, with that shit accent, you know who else is here.
Fucking rewind voice.
All right.
Kelly's here. Hey. Kelly Fastoka.
A.K.A.
Fucking Fastoka. Hi, sweetie.
Hey, doll.
We've been getting a little fucking stressed out because we do so much shit before we come here, unlike some people.
I'm sorry, and I said I'll
show
help
the
out.
Fuck up.
I'm not Axl Rose fucking sitting in my trailer not coming out for...
He did kind of just walk right in like he got out of a limo and just walked up the steps. I'm like, hey, what's up, guys?
Let's do this.
You guys aren't ready? Get fucked.
Behind the podcast?
Start funny now.
Going downhill once, Dan.
We have Rob Sprantz here, who is the founder of Riotcast.
The king.
Yeah, so if you if you want to, if you want your own pod, if you have a good podcast and you want it to be on Riotcast, just email Rob.
Don't email me shit. I don't want it. I don't want to see it.
I got like 9
it.
Or 10 ideas.
I don't want to hear it.
It's, he gets emails. I guess,
fucking five on the way over here.
Hey, Rob, I got a great idea. How about a podcast? It's from my mother's basement. It's just me talking about all the faggots in Boston. Like what? That's not going to work.
I just listened to...
That might work.
I just listened to all the shows.
I listened to Two Dudes in the Mother... Fucking, what's that commercial? It's my favorite commercial of all. With the dudes from Boston, and they're just yelling about the... The guy upstairs. What is it called?
You can watch all the TV in the different rooms.
What is it
called? Yeah.
And the guy's like,
"Fucking, what is it? Come on."
It's not DirecTV, is it?
Kelly, is your computer on? Nice
might
talking to you.
Yeah.
Good fucking talking to you, Kelly.
Hide outside.
What is it? Come on.
I don't know.
The fucking Hopper.
Yeah, that's what it is, Hopper.
It's like just dudes in Boston in the place. Hopper, you got the Hopper, 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 Hopper. And then it cuts to the grandfather downstairs. Shut up! The funniest fucking commercial.
What would you want me to Google there? All the Hopper, Hopper. I don't know. There's no information there for me to find anything. And I'm Australian.
Kelly?
I don't know.
Okay, shut your face. Number one, shut your face. You might want to record this, Phil. Shut your fucking mouth. Number two. I have your computer plugged into a fucking mixing board, and it's shut. Your computer should be the fuck open. We've been talking about it for 3 months. That you fucking made me Google. I've gotten you iPads and computers and fucking internet. Shut up.
This is Bobby's Pacino mode, where he starts real slow.
You're out of order. This whole fucking twat cunt. It sounded
like right before Ray Liotta as a young kid gets beat up in Goodfellas. In months! If you remember that scene, it was...
At least fake have your computer open and fake touch your keys. When we're looking for something on the internet, you are the only one who can do it.
Can I just say...
Yes.
I rode the train here with him today, and it's good to have the truth.
Yeah.
Hey.
Joe List back, everybody.
I had to jog to the train for you guys. I'm sweating.
You did,
in
really?
Jeans.
Dude, all I thought about was the dicks when he walked in. Just how many dicks. As soon as he walked in.
You had to jog because it's the neighborhood you live in. You have to jog to the train every day.
Dude, I saw...
There he is, motherfucker.
He called me. He's like, dude, train's not coming here. I'm just going to run to Queensboro. I meet him at Queensboro Plaza, and he fucking looks like he's working junk out of his system. Sweat ring. He's like, everything's cold and then it's hot.
I haven't been drinking.
Good on you, Joe.
And we have the beautiful Tatiana. You guys don't know her. She's a friend of mine. She's a comic, aspiring comedian, correct?
Correct.
And she's actually does private investigation work.
Ooh,
the show you were on, the show that was the guy you work with is Parco, right?
Yeah, Parco PI.
Parco PI was a reality show that was on. A few years ago. It's not on anymore. I think he's coming back with another show. Parco's Angels or something like that?
No.
Is that on too?
That was actually through Geraldo. They came and did a live segment, and I went as undercover escort just to show how easy it is. That's what that was.
Undercover.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. Slow down.
Kelly, will you rewind for us?
What? I'm sorry,
just
I can rewind
quickly.
For you.
What is... catfight.
Yeah, let's get the baby pool out of applesauce.
I'd love to see somebody just grab a tit and run out.
Her name's Tatiana. She knows how to beat people up, and she's a private eye. I'm going to run the fuck away.
Do you think that's what they do? They just grab for the tit right away? Like, that's the first move?
When women fight, first thing they do is they throw that sloppy right, and then they grab hair.
They throw that Larry Holmes overhand right. Yeah. Just fucking
The first thing they do is they throw that right. They understand that, this shit isn't going to work because I don't hit hard enough.
Yeah.
Right. And then they just grab hair and fucking, it's like a hockey fight.
Right. Right. Except Jersey, exactly.
Yeah, it's hair.
My wave, bitch.
Dude, I love candy, so I might let Kelly just go ahead and beat me the fuck up just so I could eat her Australian.
Actually, her vagina makes the candy. If you ate her vagina,
I'm not into girls until an hour from now.
Hold on, everybody.
Want a vagina cake?
Yeah. I got some hard candy in my pants. Is that a joke?
He's bad.
Glad you're here, Joe.
Not really. I don't.
Make sure you keep the time because fucking Rob's here.
That's right. Yeah, make sure I get it all.
Okay.
And then I get a long email and then I call her up and she goes, I'll figure it out. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of
dude, you're Steven Tyler.
I'm a fan.
I'm gonna be Mick Jagger.
I'm a fan of Kelly's long emails. I like. Yeah. I don't know if it's because I'm lonely, or I just want someone to write me and nobody does.
How about you read a book?
Her email.
Yes, pretty much.
Those are novellas.
So. Dan has always bitched about Kelly's long emails, but she gives you long emails too?
I get long, or not super long. I get long ones, but there was one where it was so long I didn't know what was going on. So she said, okay, I'll call you and figure out what's going on.
Wait a minute. What do you mean it was so long you didn't know what was going on?
Like, there was so much. I don't even remember what it was, but she was trying to direct me to find something inside it. And I'm reading the email, and I'm like, I have no idea what she's saying.
She's giving you a word puzzle?
Yeah, so I said, let me call her. And then she's at a club or like at a bar when I called you. And then
that's her comedy club.
Right, and I said, Kelly, just what did you want to get?
Right, okay.
I had no idea what she was saying.
I don't think Kelly has never worked a club without the bar in the actual room with the stages. Kelly has never done a set without hearing margaritas being made.
Take your hits, everyone. Do it now. You got 5 minutes.
But they're the most friendly ones. They put me in a good mood.
Yeah.
Come on. Listen, don't fucking worry about her.
Dude, I went from dealing with you all the time to dealing with her half the time. It's a pleasure.
Oh, it's way better dealing with Kelly. Kelly actually came and met me today at Starbucks. And
you're starting to talk like her without the accent.
Yeah, Starbucks.
You just went up.
You just did.
Met me today.
It's contagious.
Starbucks.
Oh my God, it's contagious.
You're turning into what you hate.
Yeah. You've caught the Aussie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, clank God. It, Joe.
So I'm turning.
Hit me, Joe.
I'm turning into your haircut.
Why do I have a non-Starbucks tea?
Because I made it here for you. With my own hands.
Oh, so you asked me what I wanted. I said a tea.
And I made it for you. Joe, what are you getting at? I made you a fucking cup of tea. Ooh.
The truth is getting a little bit of a... He's got a writer now.
I'm sorry.
I got all the brown M&Ms for him,
Kelly,
too.
Kelly, did you not get Joe his Starbucks?
Everyone else has got a nice beer and a...
You got a beer!
I know, but people don't know that. Everyone else is shitting on her. I wanted to shit on her. I thought it was going to be fun. But I love the tea. It's terrific.
Joe, did you see a little fortune, maybe? Is there a fortune?
Is there a
on
fortune?
It?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Let's go fuck yourself.
You will be a middle act for the next 30. Oh, all right. No, it just says stash premium tea. It is premium
You're
tea.
You're the biggest dick ever.
Yeah. Who told you? Good on you, Joe.
First of all, Tatiana came in with a dress on, and then all of a sudden she's in Daisy Dukes, and we don't know how it happened.
Just stealth, man.
I fucking looked around.
She shows up.
Are you fucking? I'm not wearing a fucking dress in here.
This is a gorgeous apartment.
She's a very, she's a pretty girl. Okay, Tatiana's a pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
She shows up with a dress. And we're like, holy shit. Then she whips out a fucking bloody hamburger out of a bag. And then she's in Daisy Dukes. Like she's a magician. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Voila. Welcome to the trailer park.
Did you not have those on under the dress? You had panties on.
Photographer here.
Yeah, speak.
Phil. His name is Phil.
We're on a podcast.
I forgot his name.
Also very.
He has a name. His name is Phil.
Right,
we also call him Spanish 5 o'clock
shadow. I was standing right next to Phil. Phil, did you see me walk past you and change right next to you? Well, then I am a fucking ninja.
He's a gentleman.
Right, but
so
I did.
Here we go. We're gonna bring this around. Ready? You are actually a private investigator.
I am.
Which is you do that full-time or part-time?
That's what pays the bills. Yep.
How long have you been a private investigator?
9 years here.
You're like Aaron Brockovich.
She was a lawyer, I think.
She was a lawyer and a mother, Dan.
I only saw the trailer.
You're thinking of Magnum.
Magnum P.I.
Similar shit flicks.
Yeah. It's like Magnum P.I. except with a pair of tits and shorter.
Yeah, you're
weird.
Just an idiot.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll throw out my knowledge without any backing.
You look like you own a fucking bar in the Keys.
Like you come in, I'm like, hey, how's your guys' vacation going?
What happened to you in a week? Your haircut, you're like a regular person.
I told you, I'm Fan Dan now.
Found up a cure for retardation. You got it. Retarded last week.
Yeah,
sorry.
I understand. Your hair.
You looked good. But, Jesus.
That was me.
It was Joe.
Is that you? Oh, shit. Look at me, I'm panicking, Pete. Somebody has their phone on. Somebody has their phone on.
This podcast, you can't shit on people within like the first 15 minutes. Everyone gets weird. But then like 40 minutes in, you're just like, you guys are fat and you suck and you're retarded. But early on, you're like,
about
Jesus.
Your eyes being too close together.
Is that true?
Wait, look at me. No, you're good.
No, I think they're pretty good.
Stop sticking up for them.
It looks good.
It's neutral.
Oh, yeah, if you were fucking drawn in a Sunday paper, they'd be good.
He's so cartoonish.
Oh boy.
So, all right, let's not let's. I just looked at Rob.
Come on, bring it.
Let's wrap it up.
All right, that's the podcast for
this.
Thank you for listening. So you mainly investigate what?
I know you're looking for the cheating spouses.
No, I'm not.
No. I'm not saying that's what a lot of people assume, but I'd probably say maybe 5% of that
is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. You'll go into a place and you will fucking hit on a guy.
No. Again.
You go, hey, stop. Now, you go into a place and you'll start blowing a dude.
No.
At the okay. You go into a place and you take a tit out and flap it in a guy's eye.
I really should have taped this show when I was on.
Knock, knock.
What? You went into a place. What do you do?
There you go. You
she hides under the car like, you know, De Niro in Cape Fear.
Can you imagine sex with him? Sex would be horrible. Buck. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about it right now. I'd be like, hey, can you touch it? Wait, let me guess. I'll touch you right to the left. No.
I don't know about that.
Hang on, let her bomb on her own. Go.
But it would be
you're not going to fucking insult me. And then I'm going to just laugh at it. This isn't that show. We don't just laugh at shit.
All you do is say if a
dumb Aussie just goes, I'm with you, girl. Listen, go ahead.
I was going to defend you. Yeah,
then defend me, woman.
I was going to defend you and go, she obviously hasn't heard about.
Take out one of those soggy bees.
She hasn't obviously heard about Roberto Kelly before, who's a fucking laugh in the bedroom.
Right, no, go ahead.
Roberto Kelly.
What do you fucking do?
So say if it's a cheating spouse case.
Yeah.
You're calling us because you already know he's probably cheating, guy or girl. So
yeah, okay. You've done girls cheat too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is it more guys though?
I'd probably say out of the 5% I've done of that, it was even.
Even. Shit.
Yeah.
So you'd say like 2.5%.
Like 2.5. Yeah. 2.5. Okay. It works.
The truth.
But it's seriously, because out of that 5%,
the truth and mathematically sound.
I'll give you a scenario.
say it slow.
There's a female. She was the owner of this company.
Female.
Mm-hmm. And she had this big, huge company.
big, huge company. Two of them. He showed but
two companies.
Yes. And her husband wasn't making that much money, but he knew she was cheating.
Really?
So I was actually with Entertainment Tonight, and we were filming everything. We didn't know what this chick was going to do. Right. We actually caught her in her whole window. She left everything open, and she was just literally fucking the guy on the desk. We got everything. Then we end up following her with a cam, too. She drives like a maniac. So here we are with Entertainment
Tonight.
You needed
more after that.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Yeah.
We want anal and penetration.
We want to know where she's going, the destination, his house, everything. So because what happens is in court, you're going to need that for evidence. He already knew she was cheating.
Right.
But for court purposes, a lot of people want us to prove that they're cheating because either custodial or because of money rights.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, therefore, you have what you need. But this chick, like I said, she was going right at, and we couldn't believe it because we followed her before, nothing. Now that we have Entertainment with us, we're just sitting there, next thing you know, full on action. I'm like, holy shit, out of all times, are you kidding me? And now we're going to show clips of it.
So wait a minute,
on
stop. You're looking through, you have Entertainment, who is it? Entertainment Tonight?
Tonight. Mm-hmm.
Tonight. They're with you.
Yeah.
You're looking in the window. Now, there's people fucking.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Are you guys just. Are you watching the whole thing?
They're taping.
So here's the thing, because
Jesus
Christ. We're in a room right now, and we look out the window, and we see a couple fucking. I'm gonna watch because I'm a dirtball. I'm watching, and I'm gonna be Joe. It's not happening.
Joe, come back to us, Joe. It's okay. Just to make believe.
I mean, I'm gonna fucking watch that in a sexual way. I'm not watching it like an investigator.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. Was it fucking hot?
The real sex is never hot. It's just like...
You know, it is, but isn't. Because
I'm sorry, real sex? What kind of sex do you have?
Porn sex is hot.
What?
I have sad sex. I'm like...
not so much...
You fuck the voices you make.
You think this is boring sex?
Fat Kelly? Can I fuck myself? Want me to put it all over your face? when you're watching her fuck, wasn't it sexy?
Not so much. And I don't know if it's because I don't think that she or he was really attractive.
She was a she?
No.
That's sexy.
Is Bailey J there?
You're in the wrong place if you don't think
holy
that's
shit.
Sexy.
But you're also all mic'd up and we have cams and none of us can say anything. Like, we're just like, holy.
Yeah.
Oh, because, like, you know, holding the mics, right. Like everything is recorded, so we got to watch everything extra now. And
really,
but say if there's a scenario where maybe Kelly's your wife, and yeah. I walk into.
Hang on 1 second. Let me.
Morning, Bobby.
You want fucking eggs? You want sausages? You want fucking bacon? You want fucking cheese?
I don't care what I want. I'll give you that.
Cola. I was thinking on that.
I can feel the love, Kelly. I can feel the love.
Yeah.
And so.
Having sex. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That wouldn't happen.
Bagel time.
Oh, what am I, a horse? Like,
no, that was your asshole. Yeah.
Jesus.
All right, go ahead.
But say I would walk into a bar, become friends with her, perhaps. Yeah. Then really? She would start talking about, oh, you know, you have a boyfriend, blah, or maybe he would be with her. Then I would have a pin cam on, and it would capture everything that she's telling me or everything I'm seeing, all the voices, everything.
Right.
Wow.
So you capture a lot of stuff like that.
So you bring it to court, and then she's fucked.
Yeah.
And you've caught in guys. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done it where you have to? I've seen that show, and some of the girls actually will go and pick up the guy, right? And make advances towards him like a whatever, and I mean,
no, for that show, no, not so
Pico,
much.
On Pico, on the original show.
Yeah, Parco.
On Parco.
It's not so much to pick up the guy to see if he's cheating. I mean, maybe we need to pick up on the guy in order to get information. We need to know where he lives or this or that. So we flirt with him for that because maybe it's a landlord-tenant case. And you say you're living somewhere and really you're living somewhere else. So I'm going to say, oh, where do you live? I would love to come to your house. And he's going to admit to his address or whatever we need.
Right.
But it's not so much decoys.
Could you imagine, though, like, here's the fucking deal. Here's the show. If this girl, Tatiana, comes up to you at a bar Saturday night. You're married, right? She shows up. She starts yapping to you. And then she presents herself to you.
Yapping might not be the best. Yeah.
On a platter. Here it is. Presenting.
So she starts yapping. Yapping.
It's funny because I see where the story is going, but you use yapping, which takes away. Yeah, the point right away.
Boner's gone.
So then, I mean, Rob, if you were at a bar, you love your wife. You'd,
of course.
But if she showed up at a bar, you're a little tipsy, she started hitting on you, your wife thinks you're cheating on her, she hires Tatiana to go check, she hits on you a little bit. You might fucking, not because you, that's kind of entrapment. I mean, that's kind of, yeah. I would, if she started hitting me, fuck. That's like, God damn it. You hope that would never happen to you as a married man, having a girl like her hit on you. And
but who's to say how far he would go or not?
Right, just you already got my dick out in the bar. Like, it's not getting like that.
Really?
Yeah.
So you would fucking turn her down.
Yeah, I would turn
so
it.
So what if she was like, I want to suck your dick?
I would have to
look
turn
at me, Rob.
I'd say,
look
thank
me.
You
look
so much.
Rob.
Do I, can I look at her? Do I have to look at you?
Don't look at you. You know how much easier it is to turn Bobby down than her? Bobby's like, I want to suck your dick. You're like, yeah, no,
wait,
no.
Is there any way you would offer to suck his dick right now just to see if it really...
Just to play it out? Yeah. Just to kinda...
Hey, Kelly, how much candy is in that freezer?
We got a lot.
There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a
free
fucking...
mandolin yeah. if you suck
I've got a shitload of food for all you motherfuckers, and you've been shitting on me all since the beginning. Keep going, Dan.
In this case, we might all suck.
What are you going to try to cut me off at the knees, Kelly?
She's going to poison everybody's water here one day.
Yeah, she is. She's going to sit around and go, I fucking... Like the other episode where she...
You fucking bailed on that one.
She learns how to turn the mics on.
How's she going to poison our water?
I just followed your bomb with a fucking bomb.
Yeah.
How's she going to poison our water? By doing her act into it?
Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire. The truth.
I don't know if on fire. I had one mediocre. Like eight bombs.
Joe's starting a fire.
Joe's starting a fire. You saw what Bobby and I brought. And then you.
I've never seen your acting.
You've never seen. Well, speaking of
Kelly,
I don't know if my ego can handle that today, Bobby.
Really?
Yeah. No, look, shit.
Look at me.
I don't know if I can handle
Kelly,
that.
We love Kelly.
Kelly, you all right? Listen, I've been rough on Kelly today.
No, you haven't been.
Like
everything
I said,
everything you give me, I deserve.
Call him Bean?
Kelly's been very sensitive today.
No, I haven't.
Kelly's.
I had therapy this morning. I think I'm a bit.
Yeah, no more therapy on fucking podcast day.
I couldn't. There was no other time. I couldn't get a time for work.
No more therapy because you get fucked up and Alan opened you up and all of a sudden you come here and you're a fucking wound because you're talking about being molested for 20 minutes with that fucking.
Being molested for some
old
steak.
You. Yeah.
Just staring deadly into your eyes.
I didn't get molested for steak. I sucked a dick for steak. It was a choice. I didn't get molested.
I'm really glad you clearly defined that for me. I don't want to accidentally suck a dick for not steak.
I sucked it in a closet. It wasn't even like it happened. It was dark.
It's a mulligan.
I just remember it tasted like a foot.
Tastes like sweaty iron.
What is he fucking your asshole?
That's the way.
Are you really? That you really don't want to do it?
Oh, you can do it if you want to do
sure?
it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you do it. But I think
yeah.
I wanted to talk about the fucking because we've got Tatiana here. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about the fucking FBI agent we met on Saturday night.
Oh, here's a deal.
Holy
too.
Shit,
Dan Soda. I called my friend Kelly up on Saturday night, mm-hmm. and I invited her to Anthony Acumia's house,
mm-hmm.
and Kelly came over with me and Norton. And watch the fights over
Dos Santos
at the
versus
compound.
Frank Mir.
It was
yeah.
awesome.
Look at him trying not to fucking be jealous.
I know. I'm looking at his face. I'm waiting for it to come.
I had to watch it in a shitty bar in San Diego, like that bumped up with a bunch of.
We watched it, Dan. We watched it in movie theater.
I'm DJ Kelly. That was fucking awesome.
Like that. Like, and it was like a big karaoke.
Is this the first time you've ever seen the sport?
It was awesome.
I've been following it since the first one.
What a waste that I was watching in a movie theater.
Do you know who Dos Santos is? You don't even know anything about the heavyweight division.
And what a waste of
time. When Kane Velasquez won, you were probably like, oh, he's the Mexican guy. Was he ever good? Why are the fighters before? Do they all get belts?
Oh, does Dan, everyone I'm get so a- sorry that I was wasted on me.
Yeah, you're right. It's all right. I forgive you. Yeah, you're a foreign piece ass. I understand.
And then everybody was in the jacuzzi and the pool.
Sounds mad gay.
Oh, dude, it was fucking
you could have been in a jacuzzi
downstairs.
With Bobby.
Downstairs karaoke.
Ooh.
There was like 10 barbecue. 15 people karaoke. Barbecue. Damn, remember the hot dogs you made me?
I made you hot dogs. You and Jim.
I did. Then she came in the studio. She came in the big theater. We all had our seats. It was Kelly, Anthony, me, and Norton right in the middle row watching the fights. It was so good. How cool were the
fights?
It
was really good.
You have a good time?
Good.
I thought this segment was going to be shitting on her. What happened there? You're like, I don't know if I can handle this. I had therapy. All right, talk about the best night of my life. Go ahead.
I called her up. We were talking about something, and then I go, look, I'm going to Anthony's house to watch the fights. Anthony Cumia's house to watch the fights at this big party. You want to go? And I just hung up before she said.
And I just sent him a text going, all this Australian candy you have, you have nothing. And he ran me straight back because I put food on the line.
Norton was right next to me. And I go, you want to go to the big party? And I just went click. And he went, would you hang up on her? Yeah, he started laughing. Norton was like, he can invite the dummy. But here's the funniest part. At the end of the night, it was what, 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
She had to be at work. She had to be at work at 7.
Norton
was in the jacuzzi like a fucking gherkin for 3 hours. 3 fucking hours in the jacuzzi. We were just sitting there fucking around, talking to people, blah, blah, blah. Finally, we left around 4:30. She had to be at work at 7. So we got right through the tunnel. We just told her, you know, here's some cash. Get the fuck out. And, she, you know, Kelly, she's such nice. She just kept going, all right, you know, and there's no cabs. She's, all like, right. Walking by again. Norton's like, we get it. You already said goodbye. Get the fuck. Stick your stupid hand up before I kick you, you awful asshole.
Oh, that's right, because I had to tell him I had to sing for my supper. I had to tell him the Fisher story on the way up there.
Oh, God.
But he answered me as Chip, which I thought,
I fucking hate Chip.
Chip's the best.
Chip's an asshole.
I have a brother-in-law named Chip.
Yeah, I hope he dies.
Whoa.
I'm kidding, not dies.
When my sister started dating him, this was back in the house phone days, pre-cell, and he would call and I would leave a potato chip on the table and write called underneath. If we could just edit that
out. Well, they can't all be winners, Joe.
That joke was it was a lot better than when she was dating Dick. That's how you get him back. Because I would have my dick. Are you kidding me? That joke was a fucking A bit when I was 19. That was killer. That was my opener and my closer when I was a teenager.
Oh, Joe.
All right. Anyways, let's get to the part where she's gonna need therapy to do because that was.
No, because I had because at the end of the night we were all talking and then there was a guy who put a gun on the table, and I was like, "Holy shit, you've got a gun!" Yeah, and I was like, "Why have you got a gun?" And he's like, "Cause either." I'm like, anyway, and he goes, "Oh, I work for the FBI," and now I was done.
He just put the gun on the table.
He had a gun in his bag and he put it on the table because he's like rearranging stuff in his bag.
Oh, that's such a dick
move. And I'm like, this guy's
either
a cop or he's with the mafia. Either way, and he's like, I work for the FBI. And then it was like, just everything.
Can you please define that noise you just made? What was
it's
that?
It's like a lady boner.
Did he say, I am an FBI agent?
Yeah, Johnny Utah.
No, he was. It was a real legit one. But this
I'm with you. Joe's
back. Joe's back.
I'm bringing people next time.
All right, what's clinging of the beers. He doesn't want to cling beers, you college shit dick.
I had to get that one because the first one missed.
Yeah, but you keep saying, come on, Joe, cling, cling. He doesn't want to cling beer bottles with you, Dan.
He does when he's not here.
Yeah, well, he doesn't today.
Well, fine.
I love when Kelly does her noises. The fucking awfulness in your eyes, Dan. This is how I know you like Kelly, because you want to go, shut the fuck. His eyes just pinned together, and he was trying to kill you with lasers.
Don't hold back, Dan. Let it out.
This podcast is like the opposite of an improv team, where you bail each other out, but you bail them out by just shitting on someone not involved. Like, I'll just have a joke that bombs, and Bobby will be like, "Soda, you're a faggot." And you're like, "All right, I'm back."
Yes, and fuck you.
Right. I didn't quite go down like that. I know what you're saying. He didn't just put a gun down. I actually started talking to him first, and then he told me he was an FBI agent, and then he pulled his gun out. He put it on the table. I was like, holy shit. Kelly, he was married too, but Kelly, you should have seen her light up, because he's a young dude. He's a good-looking dude.
Good-looking dude. Italian, you know, like,
That was a bit American. That was an American accent.
She's going to get killed because she loves danger. She likes fucking black dudes. She likes...
one black guy, Dan.
I don't know about that. And the Australia to America ratio is 6.
That's why I get nervous when I start yelling at her when she fucks up that she's going to try to suck my dick. She's like, I think...
Am I really unpaid, aren't I? She put a cigarette out on me. Put a lighter cigarette, put it out on me.
Kelly, you fucked the coffee up again. Hey, what are you doing?
Just reaching.
She likes the bad. She likes the badness, which, you know, I get. As soon as he started talking, and he's a smart guy, he was really cool, and she was leaned in and crossed her legs, and she was like a little kid listening to a fucking bedtime story, watching this fucking jackass talk about how cool he was. And I was, too, because I'm
a fucking... You wanted to fuck him, too, man.
I did.
And even as a joke.
I haven't even seen the guy, and I do, too.
Because he's into technology. He had, like, this awesome fucking watch, this computer... It was like a computer Bluetooth watch that goes with your phone, your iPhone, and he had like cameras in his house. We watched his kids sleep.
Wow, that's cool.
You could hear it too.
Yeah, that's getting a little weird.
Yeah, teenagers too, huh?
His little baby, deviated septum. They're so cute.
SIDS is cute.
SIDS. He played an instrument and everything.
Would he pull out an acoustic guitar too?
Not even an instrument. I go, I bet you play an instrument too, you perfect dad. He goes, piano.
Yeah. No. And I'm like, do you have a brother? He's like, yeah, he's a brain surgeon. He removes tumors from little babies. I'm like, I'm out. Get out of here.
I love the fact that this guy probably was just a real piece of shit. Yeah. Just a lone shark. And he just goes back to his fucking one bedroom. He's like, that's someone else's house. I just rigged cameras.
He does fucking
all the shit was stolen.
Surveillance. Oh no, he does mafia.
Mafia crime. He does organized crime. FBI. Mm. Organized crime, dude. This kid's no joke, man.
What an asshole.
It's serious.
Did he play quarterback at Ohio State?
What do you mean what
Yeah, do you guys know
we
each
need
other?
Those people.
Why do you need the mob? You like the mob, right?
Come on, it's nice sometimes.
It's nice. What
does that mean, Lorraine?
It's organized crime.
Lorraine. Yeah.
Sometimes you need hardworking people to have to fork over their money in exchange for not being killed. That's like an important part of society.
Dude, as soon as something happens in your career, you're being replaced by Joe List.
Oh, thanks, everybody.
Cling, cling.
Something's already happened, right?
What happened?
Nothing happened.
Fuck you.
Nothing happened.
Oh, am I not
supposed to say that? He's being a dick. Nothing happened.
Dan, if you're
the first person I would tell Bobby.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
No, you wouldn't. It would be someone more famous on Twitter.
Nope. Oh, fuck you. I stopped doing that shit.
All right.
All right. I'm going to bust out the news. This March, CBS, Everybody Loves Dan. 8 o'clock.
Everyone loves Monster Voice.
Hello.
And the wife will be an annoying fucking hole. Oh, Dan.
Mm. We're looking at an Australian right now.
That was one of the notes. I had Conan Smith, my manager, who's been, you know, agent in the business with William Morris for years.
Gorgeous.
A good-looking guy.
Gorgeous.
He actually, I asked him to watch Kelly's five-minute tape that she sent me, and he evaluated as a professional in the business, on the industry side. He actually evaluated. What's that face?
Have you heard it yet, Kelly, or no? No.
What's your face? Why are you doing the thing like when they ask a little kid to go up there and like, I'm going to hold my breath
and how did
until you can't?
How did you splice together 5 minutes of tape?
It's not all her.
Just cuts in its fucking Paula Poundstone from 88.
Yeah, and there's a minute and a half of Yahoo Serious.
And there's a lot of dissolves, a lot of wipes that come in. Like, really
that,
cool
why is that old
stuff?
Brett Butler tape right in the middle?
Have you seen Brett Butler?
Woof. The seams are off that bacon. Oh. Oh Jesus!
She looks like an old baseball mitt.
She looks like when a heavyweight champ retires and they get all fat and bloated.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not. You know what I was gonna say when I walked in?
What
is that? Bobby Kelly is
losing weight.
Yes, he's fucking
good. I told him today. See, I wasn't lying. I told you today. You look like you've lost weight.
How do you go from fucking 0 to 60 so fast?
What do you mean?
She's just sitting here dormant. She's like.
That's Kelly's personality. I've been listening to the podcast, and you know, I have to like make sure that people aren't
you have to
too
mix
loud.
It.
Yeah, well, no, I don't mix it, but I have to make sure like people. But Kelly gets very excited sometimes.
Yeah, it's adorable.
And she goes, yeah, yeah. And I have to make sure.
It really is one of the cutest things in the world.
No, it's not. It's fucking annoying.
If I dressed her in a koala costume and she did that, just her face out and those furry fucking gray ears.
I'm with you.
It's adorable.
It is adorable. We should get one of those.
Oh man!
Oh, what did
if
I lose?
If Guinness picks me back up, I will fucking contribute.
Oh, look at you throwing that
yet.
Out there.
I don't know.
Someone
yet.
From Guinness listening to the You Know What Dude podcast,
like a fucking in a van outside. Like,
he now, said that, he said Guinness. He's
back on board.
He said we just needed him to say Guinness once.
Dry Irish stout. He nailed it.
Tatiana's working for Guinness. He said it. He said it.
She's that good.
Just talking to her mic nipple.
Serrano's got the discs.
That's why her tits are so big. She has mics built into them.
Let's go back to her loving the mafia so much.
Oh my God. I saw her look down her own shirt.
Well,
why is that fucking?
Amazing. Guess what I saw? The angle. So I saw a top tit.
I was making sure
top
there's
tit?
No lettuce
What's
down
top
there.
Tit?
I ate my burger.
Right above, right before it starts curving.
Oh, yeah.
She has, for those of you at home, she has stacked tits. They're one on top of the other.
Like Lego?
Top tit.
Rob.
It's like Tetris.
I'm a fan of, oh God, if a girl can lick her own nipples.
Mm. You're down with that?
Two things. I love when a girl has long hair that she can tickle her own ass.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about the nipples.
No.
What kind of Narnia-like world are you living in where she comes out of a fucking waterfall and is like, hops, 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 hops. Speaking elf to Bobby.
And has control of the end of her hair.
Please have a seat while I lick upon my nipples.
Spontan, tapped on, Bobby.
I will look upon my nipple for you.
You and Yaya. That's my elf. I don't know how to speak an elf to Bobby.
What? Shit. Listen, I like when I used to date girls with really long hair, and I'd make them like get naked on their knees in the corner of the bed.
You just sit in the corner.
Yeah, at gunpoint? Was this at gunpoint?
Sit in the corner.
In the corner, you really speak with
the ring. Okay,
you dirty bitch.
I would make them get
he
in the corner.
He did say make twice. Like, get a corner!
I would make them get in the corner, and I would, on their knees, and kind of put their head back until
your Stevie Wonder
like
face is great.
Yeah, that's his herbal, herbal essence.
And they would tickle their own ass. Like I just love.
And then when what you weren't seeing was them rolling their eyes.
Yeah. How many of them cried like Coco
weirdo.
From Fame?
I can't believe I have to do this again.
First of all,
this
makeup running down her face.
Like this is what you want.
What if they just have ass hair? Does that do anything?
That really is a passion Bobby move.
Just a ponytail before, coming out of her stink hole.
Before I make with you on the silk sheets, go to the corner. Have your hair tush the top of your butt.
Tush.
Tush. Now, I want you to lay back. Let me turn on the humidifier.
Humidifier.
And then I'll drink the sucky.
We don't promote that beer on this fucking podcast.
Sorry, Hinchney on the Dusaki.
Take it easy, Dan. You almost spilled your Budweiser.
Whoa! I think you mean Guinness Black Lager.
Yeah, everybody loves that beer.
It's actually really good.
It is really good, especially on a hot day when you want to fill your gut with yeast.
Yeast is in every beer, dummy.
Sap. Drinking one of those is like having beef stew on a 100-degree day.
Actually, it's surprisingly light due to the nitrogen. It makes it smaller bubbles. And Guinness Black Lager is a lager. Yeah. Lager's the most popular style of beer in the world.
Really? And we're back.
Hey, welcome back to Bobby and the Monster, 101.9.
Sponsored by Guinness is a beer for everybody.
Please prepare to eat feed food.
Listen, I like when a chick can suck her own nipples, too. Huh. That just really...
Does she has to suck it, or can she just, reach it?
Well, first of all, first, reach. I mean, that would be the first part.
Just trying to do it,
No. There's nothing more unsexy with a chick with an A-cup.
A little bit drool.
Yeah, with a chick with an A-cup titty trying to
just
reach
like failing.
Just her hurting her neck. Ow.
Licking a collarbone trying to get...
Your foot on the back of her head. Come on! I don't really... I don't know where.
You're a nice American boy.
Then they're gonna say prove it, and then if we can, I know
Kelly can. She could do it. We could pass her tit around the fucking table.
Like a joint.
She could lick it. Yeah, I'm kidding. It's not that.
I don't even
mushy.
Know what that means.
That means it's such. It used to be huge. Now it's not.
I'm a big fan of this move where they
Kelly's
do the
tit,
elbows together
Kelly's
and the boobs.
Tit is a
Come
parachute.
On, do it, Tatiana. Do it, Tatiana.
Kelly does this.
No.
Fold it up
like a fruit roll up. Yeah. Just lets it go.
Like a cartoon tongue on the floor. Yeah.
Kelly's tit looks like it was melted. All right, I'm sorry.
I got great tits, Bobby.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Prove it.
No, Gay Joe last week said I had good tits.
Really? He saw? Yeah, but he saw them back when you were fat.
Who did?
That's true.
How did you understand that? It sounded like you said Gay Joe.
Yeah. She banged a guy and ended up being a fucking queen.
So you did say Gay Joe.
Yeah, not you, Joe. Another Joe.
But you said the words Gay Joe.
I said Gay Joe. That's his name on the show.
There's a multiple... There's a Rolodex of Joes on the You Know What Dude podcast. There's, first off, Dangerous Joe, mm-hmm. DeRosa.
The original Dangerous Joe.
There's the Truth Joe List.
Yeah, and
then he's Gay Joe.
Right.
The Australian gay guy who took pictures.
Right.
He's not as good as you, Phil. I'm just kidding. If Gay Joe's listening,
I like Gay Joe.
I like Gay Joe too. Love Phil.
I like Phil. I wish Phil would shave.
What did call?
I'm not into this Greek look.
Didn't Quinn call him? What did he? Who's the chick from Regis and Kelly? Kelly.
Huh? Come on, Dan.
We're not helping you, Dan.
I can't help you.
Someone doesn't have voices.
I can't help you.
That's how it's
going to
be.
I'm sorry.
That's how it's going to be?
I'm sorry, dude. I love you. That was wrong. That was wrong.
You know, he pulled a Canter.
I pulled a DeRosa. DeRosa used to do that to
you. He did. He goes, oh, you don't got a voice? Yeah. You know what else I have? I have a chin.
Talking to me?
No, Joe.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah. Don't stop doing your voices.
I'm kidding. I love your voices.
That's cool, dude. No, you know what? You're just getting this voice the rest of the show.
How come he
fucking uppercuts you and then you jab me? What was that?
What are you? Joe DeRosa.
Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
You know I don't have a chin and I'm Joe and I'm in the room.
You
just fucking backtracked twice in a row. Did you see that?
He goes like this.
Yeah, you got no chin. You go, me? He goes, no, Joe. And I go, me? He goes, no, the other guy that's not here that can't defend himself.
You know what I just did?
That
I'm
was
the gang.
Clearly meant at you and then he fucking inverted it to me. You pointed at him and you said my name.
I'm like the gang member that shot the house and I didn't mean to hit the kid.
First of all, Rob, when you said no chin, actually was like, what'd I do?
Rob's being pleasant.
Can we go back to Tatiana's incredible breasts?
They're not incredible.
Yeah, no.
They're really good.
I know. They are sitting very upright right now.
Really? You're a little flipped up right now, dude.
Jesus.
Yeah, what's going on?
You always said the creep was going to come out of him.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on right now?
I'm a creep? What did I say? I'm not a creep.
Well, in therapy to Alan?
No, I didn't. No. Alan just opens me up like a book. He's like, hey, I'm going to make you cry right now. I'm like, okay.
I yelled at him yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, because he was fucking bugging me. Stop making me. You know what, dude? Stop making me figure shit out. It don't go. Are we gonna go here to here to here to there? And then I finally go. What do you mean this? Yeah, yeah. We'll fucking say that. I got 45 minutes, cocksucker. Dude, and then I got another fucking shit dick waiting to jump in here. Let's just get to your what you think.
And he sometimes he gives me answers where I just fucking get furious. Where he goes, so just don't drink. Yeah. It's not that easy. He's like, just don't drink. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to sometimes, but it just happens.
Yeah, it's not that easy. And you look at that clock again, I'm breaking your fucking pinky finger.
Take a sip from your different coffees. Take a fucking sip from your different coffees.
How's this? I put my coffee in front of the clock.
Oh,
do you really?
Strategic.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. You're not looking at that clock. But I did once. I told you. One time I go, you fucking look at that clock one more time, I'm knocking you in the head with it. He goes, yeah, well, pay me my real rate.
Oh.
And maybe I won't look at the clock. And I turn the clock around and, well, it's 2 o'clock. We have 15 minutes.
Jeez, I'm fucking scared of you, Bobby, in there.
There's a couple things we skipped over.
And I actually yell at the end of my, like when there's like 3 minutes left, sometimes I'll just start going, fuck that. That motherfucker, he don't, just because in case one of you cocksuckers are out there, I just want you to.
I told you the other day, I was taking a dump and I thought you walked in because I know you're on, I know you're a certain time, you've told me your time.
Yeah.
And I'm taking a dump in that tiny bathroom, and I just open the door and I go, Bobby! And I come out, and it's not Bobby, it's a lady. And they're like, that's just taking care of business.
trying to take a dump in that toilet. Jesus,
it's awful.
You can't help but sweat. That's what happened to me last. I'll tell you this. I'll get at this. But you said we forgot two things. Go ahead, Dan. Bring it back.
First off, we need to get back to Conan's notes. But before that, I'm sorry. It's just I'm going through the syllabus of the show. Tatiana's love of the mafia.
Yes.
She said we need those guys. And Joe brought up a good point, and then I got sidetracked.
Yeah, why do you think we need mafia guys? Can I just say this before? I agree with you. I have a really, like, this fucking weird thing with mob guys. I just love them. I think they're fucking cool.
It almost
sounded
like a sexual fetish.
No, not sexual. I love them. I think they're cool guys. They're always fucking nice. They have some weird code of respect for people, old people, women, kids. I don't know. And when they like you and they know you're not in the mob, they really treat you fucking nice. They do extra shit. I mean, you can't get too far with them. You know, I used to have a good friend in Boston. I used to work at La Familia Giorgio's. You remember that place, right?
I don't.
Nice talking to you. So, thanks for adding to the show. Nobody knows you don't.
Right on tap, Rob. Just go.
Let's try it again. You know that place, La Familia Giorgio's.
Oh, fucking A. Yeah, so we're on Booby Street.
Yeah.
Boobies.
I'm not an improviser. I'm sorry.
You knew about improvising earlier when you gave your analogy.
That's how I know I don't. We have tits and shitting on people to do. With enough with me.
I love it when Joe squirms. That's great.
I'm always squirming.
I remember he was one of my good friends. He gave me this really cool keychain knife. And I remember one day he gets in the car. I'm pulling up to work. He goes, he jumps in my car. He goes, go around the block. And I'm like, for what? Get the fuck around the block. And I go, all right. He goes, you get that keychain knife? I go, yeah, it's on the keychain. He goes, give it to me. And I give it to him. And he goes, all right, let me out here. Meet me down the street. I go, all right. So I meet him down the street like 10 minutes later. He gets in the car. I drive around. Drive into the restaurant. Pull into the restaurant. So I pull in. I go, where's my thing? He goes, I'll get you a new one.
He's fucking stuck again.
Yeah, it's probably somebody's back.
That's fucking amazing.
Like, yeah, dude. We used to do shit like that all the time. Like, we went to...
You know what I love is if he was just lying to you the whole time, he gets out of the car. He's like, oh, God. Just throws it behind a building, gets back in. He's like, oh, fucking go around the corner.
He's pretending to be a mob guy.
Yeah. He's like, oh, Mom, it was awful. It's a Jewish kid.
Did you just make up a shitty Joe Pesci comedy?
No, I was going to... Yeah, maybe. Hey, let's write it.
Yeah, paint that.
Joe will get working on the treatment.
Yeah, Joe Piscopo's in it. We're trying to get his career back.
I'd love to.
You know, my uncle was in the mob, legitimately in the mob.
Really?
Like tied to the people.
You can just say in the mob. We know.
Because I came up playing.
I have a certificate that he was in the mob legitimately.
Congratulations, Sal. You are now in the official mafia. Here's your certificate. Don't forget to put this on the back window of your car. It lets people know.
Now, here is your coffee mug and your keychain.
Remember, dues are always due on the 10th, not the 1st. We don't want to get you caught up in the wrong billing cycle.
There's a lot of people not in the official mob.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a legitimate gangster.
Ba 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 ba.
Yeah. Oh, that was weird. That made me feel retarded. I was excited about the Joe's on fire.
We're not on fire.
We just gave you an applause.
We're just encouraging you along.
Good job. You're doing a good job. I made a movie quote. And then people remembered the movie quote.
Retarded Joe.
Yeah.
I'm doing a gig and they're giving me a condo.
Can I do a retarded Boston?
Yeah.
Are you fucking queer? No, I can't.
Same thing.
That was like a Schwarzenegger to me.
I didn't know retarded people have Boston accents.
No, they retarded accents.
Fucking queer.
Yeah, fuck it. Are you fucking him?
Just sounds like a drunk Boston guy.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, kid.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Legitimate.
No, so like he used to do a lot of that mob shit. Like there was one time he was watching me and my brother.
Right.
And this bad decision.
What are you watching?
Like him and his wife. Listen.
Go to sleep.
We were in the car.
Was he watching from a van?
Oh yeah. So we're in a car and it's him.
Fuck you, Rob. You're not steamrolling over there.
Go ahead.
Listen, you gotta be specific. You can't just the words you use.
He was watching. He was looking after us.
Now, community supervising college in us. South Africa.
He was supervising us.
He was babysitting.
Right, okay. So we're in the back of the car and he pulls up in front of this building and he says, "I'll be right back," and he goes into the building.
Right.
And he disappears. And he's gone for like fucking 3 hours.
Right.
And me and my little brother in the back of the car, and then a limousine pulls up.
Right.
And he gets out of the limousine. We're staring at the entrance of the building.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later we went to visit him in the hospital. He got arrested and he was in there for like about, I don't know, 5-6 years. He was
really?
Yeah, and he used to slap the shit out of people in front of us and everything. Yeah.
I remember I pulled up to the first movie I ever did was called Koala Bear Kid. Have I talked about this before?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had one of my, Billy Burr was in it too. Mm. He was the guy who kills me at the end. Irish mob guy kills me at the end. Because the Italian mob was supposed to get me, but they didn't. But then the Irish mob got me, and Billy was the Irish. He had a goatee. I remember his fucking angry face. And he just went... He just did a frown. hey man, you want some drugs? No, I'm good. Funk, funk. But anyways, yeah, this guy was in the movie with us. He was fucking great, man. We went to Foxwoods. He'd just be like, "What are you doing?" That's why when someone says, "What are you doing?" I always go, "Why?" Because of him. Because I used to always go, "Nothing, I'm just free. All right, let's go. We're going to Foxwoods." I gotta go to work. I mean,
I'm just free.
You know what I mean? Like, he'd call me, "What are you doing?" It's like, nothing. And then I remember one time I said that. I wound up at a restaurant. He goes, "Meet me at Ming's." Ming's was a Chinese restaurant in Revere Beach that was closed my whole life.
I remember that place.
Right. It's just always closed. I go, "Ming's is closed." He goes, "Not anymore. Joe the barber just got out of federal joint. We're having a party." We go down to this Caddies and Mercedes park, fill the parking lot. We go in. There's dudes, Italian dudes with wife beaters on playing poker in the corner table. I go to the table with him, meet Joe the barber, right?
Well, they call him the barber because he cuts off heads.
All of a sudden, there's... They bring out lasagna and pork ribs and Chinese food and like Italian food together. And they're like, "Yeah, we're having a comedy show here." And I heard the guy Moosey comes. Moose, he was around fucking 7 feet wide and around 7 feet tall. He grabs my hand. He goes, "I hear you're doing a show." I didn't even, like, they didn't ask me yet. He goes, "I heard you're doing a show. You better be funny." Right?
Steven
already fucking booked me for the show at Ming's for Joe's party, his coming home party in a week, and everybody knows I'm doing it.
Except you.
That's bad.
Except me. So I'm like, "Oh, fuck me," right? Everybody knows. Joe the barber comes to all these guys.
He goes, the thing I said when I got out of prison was, "I want to see that kid Bobby Kelly."
So I go and I get this kid. I know he just sucks at comedy. He blows. He opened for me like a week earlier somewhere, and he just sucks. So I get him to open, figuring I'll get this douche to open. He'll bomb. I'll go up and fucking look like a rock star. So we go into Ming's. It's packed. All mob guys and their wives, not even their girlfriends. This is legit, right? This kid goes up. I didn't know he was Italian. He had fucking 15 minutes of Italian jokes. Just rocking family. He's killing. Moosey comes out. He's laughing. He's got tears as big as... This fucking kid's hilarious. You better be as funny as him.
Fuck.
I'm shit. I got no Italian jokes. I got nothing. I got... I got fucking... Woo. Yeah. Thank God I was a fucking confident, cocky cunt. I went up. Moosey grabs a chair, turns it around, sits just him in the just like in front of the stage.
No pressure.
Looking up at me, yeah. And then I go, What the fuck am I doing? What? And I just started trashing them. I go, where's Ming? And they go, he's in the kitchen. Yeah. They bring out this little Asian guy.
He's like, Please don't bring me up. These are very violent men. They take my daughter. Say, I no reopen. I no see daughter ever again.
They take Ming on the stage. All of a sudden I'm on stage with this little Asian guy, Ming, because he like gambling. So I guess he owed money, so they took the restaurant.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
But they still made him cook food for them and shit. Dude, it was fucking... I pulled my nose out. I know you guys want me bombing in the story, but I didn't because I'm Bob Kelly. I pulled the fucking out of it.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. fucking hammer, dude.
That reminded me of a thing. This is real quick, but when I first moved to the city, this guy, Paul Narduzzi. Do you know Paul Narduzzi?
I know fucking miserable Paul Narduzzi.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
He's unbelievable, but he's a bit of a nut. But anyways, he got me this great guy. He got me this gig in New York in Columbus Circle. It was like a bachelor party. He paid like $1,500, but he didn't feel like driving down here. He's got kids, so he's like, I'll give you $1,000. I'll take $500. You do the show. So I get an opener. I get Mike Vecchione to open.
My roommate.
Oh, yeah, your roommate. Great comic.
Yeah, barrel-chested.
Yeah. Hilarious. So
He works out like he's a vigilante. Like he's gonna go around New York cleaning up the streets.
Right.
He works out like he's got a death, like Death Wish.
One more.
One more.
Joe.
That's an improv game.
So one more. You're almost now that there. That's how you get a soft opener. So Vecchione, I'm like, hey Mike, do you want to do? They only want a half hour. I'm like, Mike, just do like 10 minutes. I'll do 20. It's easy, whatever. Vecchione just goes up and fucking murders the room. They're like, they're high five, they're crowds. They pick Mike up and carry him off. And the guy goes up, he goes, that guy, I mean, he's like, keep it going for Mike. And by the way, I only hired him so Mike could introduce me. I just wanted a proper intro.
Right.
You warm him up. This way someone will say my name last and right. not just fucking.
Right.
So the guy goes up, he's like, I'm going to walk up. And he takes the mic from Vecchione and he goes, wow, that was amazing. Mike Vecchione. And they're like, they're sucking his dick. And they go, all right, that guy.
The figurative dick.
Some of this must not be true. Right?
This all figurative.
Sure,
it's true. It was Julie McCullough. It wasn't Vecchione. The guy goes, that was Mike Vecchione. I mean, that guy, we didn't even hire that guy. He's just like some guy.
Oh, God.
Now, here comes your real comedian. So this guy's going to be, I mean, I can't even imagine.
Oh,
this is the real guy that we hired.
Shit.
And they're still chanting Mike's name. So I had to go up and be like, yeah, that was good or better than anything I'm gonna do. That's
a good way to
really.
Open, Joe. Yeah, that guy
before
me.
That's happened to me before.
That's the best
but yeah, anyways,
see.
I've done it to people though. I've done it. I did it to Keith Robinson in Amsterdam. Me, Patrice, and Keith were doing these shows, and then they had this special black show called The Bounce at the theater on one night, and the person that was supposed to come couldn't get her passport, so one of the comics on the black show bailed. And I was like, I'll fucking do it. And they were like, nah, we need a black guy. I go, look, I've done black rooms. I've done, you know, I do them all the time in New York. And the guy was like, are you sure? I was like, fuck yeah. So
what's a black room in Amsterdam like?
It's a black. It was a theater, but it was just a black show. It was called The Bounce. It was promoted by black people, and all black people go to the show.
Huh.
That's it. But black people in Amsterdam aren't black people in America.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they want to be, but they're not. They're a little more fucking, you know, Euro.
Polite.
They're the only black people that like techno.
I like deep house music.
Patrice goes up, you know, first. How he did, you know, he always did that. He always finagled his
way. He just wanted to fucking bury
it. I don't know. I went up and fucking lit the, I mean, dude, I fucking popped the place. I just went up because I was nervous because I'm going up after Patrice. It's a black show. So I went up all that fucking, let's go. And I went out, fucking boom. And I went to thank you, good night. Place, pops. Place stands up. Rob. Keith's going to go up after me. I just leveled the fucking joint. Patrice grabs me like he's my manager. He's like, Mr. Kelly. And he takes me out. He pushes Keith. Excuse me, sir. He's like, Mr. Kelly. And they're chanting my name. They're going, Rob. And then Keith starts throwing punches. Like he's, you know what I mean? When they start doing the shadow boxing. It was the funniest funniest fucking thing ever, dude. He went out and got him, but the first couple minutes he was taking a nice hot one. And me and Patrice were just sitting there on the side like this. Just looking. Just like pointing. Shit.
Hey, Robert.
What's up, baby?
We need to take a little break, though.
All right, baby. All right, so we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. We're going to touch base with Tatiana's...
Mafia fetish.
Mafia fetish.
I want to hear Kelly's review.
I know. You said everything for me, Robert.
I'm sorry.
What's
up, baby?
I said you said everything for me. That's exactly why. The respect issue, everything else. But
yeah, we'll go back to it.
Do you have like a fetish, though? Like for mafia guys?
We're going to get into her fetishes. And we're gonna get. I want to get into Sprance's brain a little bit.
Good luck with that. Good luck.
Sprance has the face like he plays the piano geniusly. Like you just put him down like Rush. He's like,
I mean, he has a savant face.
Okay, where's my face?
Savant face. Don't you mean autism face? Is that what you're going to
say? I mean, I don't know. I don't know why you have to go there, Kelly.
I don't know why you have to be mean to the head of fucking.
I don't know if I mean to Rob. He's normally a savant.
Why are you putting on your glasses like they're casting an Australian 30 Rock?
Kelly is looking good.
Cheers.
This bitch.
Oh, it's bananas.
I mean, look at the fucking rib cage.
Yeah, it's getting fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I saw a pussy today.
Yeah. I usually just have it.
I'm like
down to like three
bag
folds.
Pussy.
Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, this is Robert Kelly, and thank you for listening to the show. It's free. All you have to do is subscribe and leave a review, a nice review on iTunes. That's all we ask is you to support the show. It will always be free, but we do need you to support our sponsors. You want to show love for the show? You want to support us? Support our sponsors. Support the people that give us money and free shit. Number one, we want you to go, and if you're a fat fuck and you're trying to lose weight, you need to get something at your house. You need to move. You need to eat right. You need to eat less. And you have to fucking move. Did you not shut the door? Great. Who came in last?
Might have been me. It was close.
Like I said, I'm an asshole and I overreact. If you're a fat fuck. Sorry, gal. Go to yowzafitness.com. Right now they have 75% off of their treadmills. And they're fitness machines. I got a Biscayne treadmill. It's the best thing I've ever gotten. I've been fat 6 times. This thing is helping me get thin again. It's at my house. I come home. There's no excuses. It's right there. I can jump on and do 30 minutes. One TV show or a drama, which is an hour. I can just sit there in front of the TV, fold this motherfucker down, turn it on, fold it back up. It's gone like it's not even in the room. YowzaFitness.com. Make sure you go there and support them. Support the show by supporting them. If you're a fat fuck, buy yourself a nice treadmill. Finance it. They have a chat. They have right there on the page. You can chat to somebody and ask them all the questions you need to ask them. It's unbelievable. It's the best thing I've gotten all year, and it's saving my life. So make sure you go to Yowza Fitness. And Fresh Balls. If you have sweaty balls, which we all do.
I do right now, actually.
Right? It's summertime. Kelly, what does it say on there?
So fresh, so dry, Fresh Balls Singles prevents sweatness. Skin lotion.
Yes, it actually goes on wet and winds up dry. It goes on like a cream and dries like a powder. I've used it. You know what? I don't use it every day because, to be honest with you, it kind of will dry out your nut.
You're too fucking walnuts in your pan?
Well, I do use it, and it really keeps your fucking balls nice and fresh. Especially if you're going to get your nuts sucked. If you're going to go out on a hot Saturday night in New York City, those humid East Coast days, put some of this Fresh Balls on, and your balls are going to be fresh. So later on at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're getting blown in a vestibule on A Ave in the East Village, you know, the chick's not going to fucking spread rumors that your balls smell like fish. You know what I mean? She's going to be like, his balls were nice. There's nothing better than having a compliment about your balls.
His balls were nice. That's the nicest compliment you can pay anyone.
Especially a chick that's willing to suck you off on Avenue A in the morning.
Yeah, quality.
Yeah, so get yourself some Fresh Balls. We want to thank Laugh Button Live. Those guys support the show. We want to thank Laugh Spin. And we want to thank Cringe Humor. All these people support our show. The You Know What Dude and the Riotcast Network. You guys are fucking great. So make sure you go and check out those websites and support them. That's it. Sit your ass down. It's time for what?
with Bobby and friends.
Alrighty, so we're doing Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Bobby and friends.
So that just happened.
Wow. That did just happen.
I hope everyone's boner just got killed with that. Right, here we go.
We're doing a little
Tech Talk with Bobby and friends.
Is he drunk?
No.
No, you're not drunk?
No, close. I just nail it.
We need some fucking whiskey, bro.
Yeah, well, here we have a table. We're doing Tech Talk right now, but real quick, we got to acknowledge this because Joe, the truth, gets a little fucking OCD when he...
He's just a sweet man, and he wants to leave a message.
I have panic disorder and anxiety disorder.
Right, and I don't want you to anxiety. It's over. Everybody signed. We have a table here at the You Know What Dude podcast. Everybody signs it. Me, Dan, and...
My name's Kelly.
Kelly? We signed. Now everybody signs it. Rob signed it. And we said, you know, hey, just your signature. You told them that, right, Kelly?
Yes.
No, she said sign the table.
She did sign the table.
Actually, no, you said nothing. You said whatever you said to Rob. I wasn't ever listening.
Joe,
you hand the marker to me.
I said sign the table. When I didn't see a J, I said, no, just sign the table.
No.
And then Dan said, let him do it. Let him do it.
Let him
do it. So I went, okay.
I didn't fucking say let him do it.
Okay. So I stepped back because I
can't.
First
off.
So I wrote out my best bit. I wrote out my best bit, and it's full.
So Joe, instead, we just want people to sign the table, because at the end, after a couple of years, we're going to have full of signatures, and then we're going to shellac it, and actually we're going to auction it off for money to the fans, and we're going to give the money to a charity. But now that he is so...
Oh, no, it's okay.
Some kids are dying.
So now Joe List ruined that because he wrote actually... That corny shit.
You know what would be so funny is if after all the years of doing it, Joe just becomes mega huge.
And everyone wants that part
and
of the
book. That's the only piece that they want.
Joe, I'll take this for you. I didn't tell him properly. I didn't tell him what to do properly, so I'll take
but
it.
But for 12, however long Dan's been doing comedy, I've been doing 1 year less.
Oh, really? Fucking hell.
You know, for 12, 13 years of comedy, they say, sign this. You're supposed to write two fucking Bill, not thanks one, for sucking my dick, not, Joe List.
No, for here's the thing. How many beers did
How
you guys drink?
How many beers did you guys drink?
I don't know. You guys let the, I don't think you know about me and him.
What the fuck?
I thought they were going to have one.
Dude.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 4 each.
You
okay.
guys really can drink. I mean, I don't you think guys you, emptied the new fridge.
I don't think you know about me and
no,
Joe.
What the fuck is going on?
This isn't shit either.
By the way, that's not a fridge. It's a cabinet. These are warmer than my fucking... That's a cupboard. That thing's not plugged in.
You throw me, him, and Nathan together in a room.
Is it not working?
No, that's what
we drank five of them in 10 minutes.
You guys are fucking just shit faced.
No, we're not.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
This is nothing.
What would Alan say?
Alan would say, why did you drink? And I'd say, mind your own business, motherfucker.
Just not do it.
All right, anyway, so we have Tech Talk today with Rob Sprantz, the founder and creator and fucking 50% owner of Riotcast.com.
That's right, brother. The other 50% is you.
And we have Kelly. You got nothing, right?
If Riotcast was a baby, you two would be the lesbian parents that adopted it from a fucking
Why do we have to be women?
Why can't it be my two dads?
Because gay men always look good.
Yeah,
because
it's funny.
Yeah, gay couples are always pretty. We're not pretty enough to be lesbians.
You're lesbian pretty. Right.
I have seen a lot of people that look like you with Katie Lang concerts.
Really?
Yeah. That's the kind of people hang out there.
Taking a dick. I wasn't going to go there. I would never go there with you, Bobby.
Rob had one beer, and he's already out of it.
Well, you look like Katie
Who wants
Lang.
A fight? I wish. She looks better than me.
Oh, boy.
All right. So we have... Joe, the truth, you have no. Yeah, you have no. You have
he's
no
not even
have
the
turn
microphone.
Into
Between
beer
the
talk.
Signature and the beers, I feel like I should fucking, you know,
no, Joe, those
kill
beer,
myself.
Dude, those beers are for you, baby.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't know you were going to drink all of them. I mean, maybe one or two. It's not like we're here at a barbecue, you cocksucker. Yeah. It's an hour and a half podcast, and you two fucking hens go through all the beer.
You fucking hens.
So, you got nothing either.
Hey, of course. What do I have?
I don't know. Try. You know I do tech talk on the show.
Yeah, but I
talk about the headphones you have on.
These are really nice headphones.
It still blows me away that one day you brought up flight.
You know what? I do have some tech talk.
Really?
Yeah. I want to talk about
tech talk with Bobby and Dan. No, not Dan.
I know I was going to go Dan because he had something. But
I want to talk about the earbuds that I bought at the deli around the corner from my house.
You know what? I'm actually turning your mic off. Your mic is off. You don't get to talk. Well, you're
he's on. I just want to say
that mic's off too. Damn it! All right, you're done. All right, you know I'm turning fucking Joe's mic off just because he's friends with you. All right, Rob. Wow, you have any tech talk?
Yes, I do.
All right, what is it?
I brought the Sony MW600.
What is that?
It's a little. You know how you always have your iPhone. You have those headphones coming out.
Yeah.
You always buy real expensive headphones. You buy like the fucking the Dr. Dre's. But
he just stated something like it was amazing, but it was just obvious. You know, you have those that iPhone with the headphones coming out. Like, I gotta turn them.
Turn them on.
They're back. Bobby's killing, but there's no sound system. So we realized he'd sound like he's bombing.
This is like when they don't mic the audience. And you're just like, uh-huh, and this in the back here.
What do you mean?
This is a little Bluetooth connector that you clip to your shoulder and you plug any pair of headphones you want into it. And it has a microphone on it. So you don't have a cord running from your pocket all the way up to your ears.
So any pair of headphones.
Any pair of headphones.
Let me see this.
You plug it into the top.
So any pair of headphones goes into this.
Wow. Yep.
And you make any pair of headphones into a Bluetooth headphone.
Exactly.
So you don't have no more wires.
No more. Well, just the wire from your headphones to the.
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. So you don't have anything going to your leg. You don't have to wear those red
beats.
Your phone
could be in your pocket. Your phone could be on a treadmill. Your phone could be in your bag.
Yep.
And can you? Does it have click option? Can you click to answer the phone?
Yep. You can answer the phone. You can activate Siri. You can raise the volume. You can pause it.
Jesus.
You can play it. Mm. It'll even show you the track names, everything.
Okay, now here's my question. How long is the battery? This is the thing with a lot of these. This is pretty amazing. It's what's it called again?
Sony MW600 Bluetooth headset.
All right, Sony MW. Wow, fucking Sony.
Could you just come up with a cool name.
Sony
yeah.
fucking RZA.
That's like a very Japanese right. thing. With yeah. like it is called yeah. the MW2. It's
every Oh man, Dan's had a few. He's noticed a difference.
No, she's just trying to say that.
No,
yeah.
you've had a few. I'm looking at the empty beer bottles in front of you.
It's all Joe.
No, I want a photo. Hang on.
It's a Joe. Those are not Joe's. It's not me.
That's not Joe's. You fucking there's a lot. Joe, can you get in there? You fucking alky. Hang on. Yeah, dude, this is pretty fucking amazing. I mean, the thing that sucks about these is the battery life. How good is the battery
life? Usually 2 or 3 days before. I mean, unless you play it the whole time, you get like 7 hours out of it.
Because I had headphones. They were the SH8s, Sony's. They were Bluetooth. Little earbuds. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I fucking lost them. That's the problem with those things. I lost them because they're so small. But it was just an earbud connected to another earbud. Mm-hmm. Bluetooth. All the Bluetooth technology was in the actual earbud. So you could, you put it behind your neck, and it was the best pair of headphones ever. But this actually just makes any pair of headphones into Bluetooth.
Yeah, and so it also has a microphone, so you can make a phone call and just talk.
So, Rob, would that work? Like, I see a lot of people with, like, the Nano watches. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a Nano built into the... Would that work if you plug that in to that? Or like,
if the Nano has Bluetooth, I don't think it does.
Okay. I don't know.
What do you...
Soder, I know this guy so well, so many years. He is so clearly feeling self-conscious that you guys are like, he's had a few of this guy.
He nailed it.
A question. So let me ask you, if you watch on, I see a lot
you know
of
what?
Things.
I'm not going to lie. There's a reason
mind,
we call him the
in
truth.
In his mind, Kelly and Bobby are like, maybe he's not so drunk. Maybe we beat you out. That's what he was going for right there.
You know what?
That was some bullshit.
That's why it's the truth.
Do you like the new show with the fridge? Now you can just get drunk?
Well, I mean, I like it when Joe's here.
So let me ask you, he doesn't give a shit. He's trying to prove his sobriety.
I'll tell you what,
it's like getting pulled over and being like, my uncle's a cop. Do you know him?
But I'll tell you this:
beer cans everywhere.
If the truth, Joe List wasn't here, I probably wouldn't have drank beers.
I know,
but he's one of my drinking buddies. Like him or Nate.
Look, man,
oh boy, now I'm a fucking
I'm
enabler.
See what
time.
I did right there? See what I did right there? Turn it right back on him.
Anyways,
I'm not giving you a hard time.
Listen, I love it. I love it again. Tell the people what it is again.
Sony MW600,
and it actually, if you have headphones and a Bluetooth iPhone or any Bluetooth thing. You can actually make wireless headphones out of any headphones.
Yep. You can jump from the phone to the iPad to the computer to the MacBook back and forth. Just repair them.
I love it. I actually got something new for Tech Talk that I'm going to talk about. It's called the Nike Fuel Band.
That is fancy. Look at you, man.
And it costs $150. The only place in the world you can get it is Nike on 57th and 5th. You know what? I'm really, I know Dan, too. And he's literally nodding. He's actually listening to me. He's pretend listening and nodding his head. He's trying to be sober. You're right, Joe. You cocksucker.
I'm not drunk.
Dude, you're staring at you. I can see it in your eyes. You're going, you're nodding. You're yesing me as I talk about it.
I'm not even saying you're drunk. I'm saying you're trying to prove that you're not even a little inebriated. Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little buzzed.
I know you are. You can only get it at the Nike store on 57th Street and 5th or in New York City or London. Or you can buy it online, but I think the only place you can actually get it is...
That's hilarious.
You can only get it on 329 57th Street or London or anywhere ever. Or you can order it anywhere fucking ever that has Wi-Fi. Any place. There's two addresses or infinite amount of places.
If you want...
Or you can get it online. That's awesome. You can also get it online.
If you want to see it and purchase it in person, you dumb fucking dumb dumb. But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. If you want to...
This isn't fun next time I'm getting drunk with these boys, because I'm sitting here like the fucking stiff who has to drive these idiots home, and they're like, turn over here. Can we go to KFC?
We're being hilarious. It's
yeah,
not like
I know, and I'm jealous next time I'm joining
She says she wants to be drunk with you so she can be funny.
I mean, we are a lot of fun when we drink.
Yeah, these boys are fun.
Listen, I can't believe how much you drank.
This is nothing.
I didn't see you open the fridge once.
TikTok.
Yeah. Bobby and friends.
Refrigerators. Let me tell you what they do. They make beer lukewarm.
We.
That was amazing.
Holy shit. All
right, so the Fuel Band. It's actually
You know.
I'm going to do the Fuel Band next week.
No. We've done the Fuel Band before.
We did?
We did it last week.
On the canned episode. Why do you think I was laughing? That's why I was looking at you. We did it on the safety episode.
Why would you throw me under the episode?
Because it's fun. You threw me under the episode.
Stop banging the floor. Estee's down there. I hope you don't get spots this weekend.
I already got them. So
all right, listen. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, so thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, I told you now.
I was 10 minutes into it.
No, you weren't. You were 30 seconds into it. All you said was New York and London. Go.
I didn't hear that one.
Did you take the... we didn't even use that tech talk,
yeah,
did we?
Yeah, it was on the episode that's out on last week.
Oh, you know what?
You tacked it on the end.
Yeah, that tech talk that we did on the safety episode, right. You took off to put on the...
Did you do that, though?
Yeah,
It's supposed to be on the Quinn episode.
No, it was on the one that just came out on Monday.
You put it on the one that just came out?
Mm-hmm.
The tech talk?
Yep.
So he knew
as well.
You knew as well.
So I didn't listen to it. I'm only halfway through the show.
I'm
fucking three twats. The three fucking
Kelly
twats.
Did tell you before you started, Kelly said Max Payne. She told you it was Max Payne.
Yeah, that's what you told me you wanted to talk about.
We got
to
come over and play that.
Okay, we're going to do Max Payne. Fuck me and my Fuel Band, okay? We're gonna do Max Payne next week.
I'm coming over to. I'm gonna come over and play.
Are you? You're not coming over like this.
No.
I don't know.
No, like
maybe
I'm coming over
right
now.
The fuck! It's gonna cost me $50 a week just to do beer.
I'll buy beer.
I'm kidding. You can. Yeah, but you can buy it next time if you want to. Kelly Fistuca, give your details.
Just follow me on Twitter, Kelly Fistuca, or go to kellyfistuca.com, my little website.
I've never been to your website.
It's there's nothing there. It's
next
just
week
me.
We're going over your fucking video.
Okay.
That's what the show's about.
Okay.
We got Rob Sprantz, founder of
Glory Hole Podcast, Riotcast Network.
What's your Twitter?
Rob Sprantz, at @RobSprance.
All right, and the truth, Joe Lift.
Yeah, I don't have any work ever again, so I will just plug my Twitter, at Joe List Comedy. And I have a website, Comedian Joe List, but I haven't updated it in quite a while.
And if somebody has a room, please hire Joe Lift.
For God's sakes,
yeah.
I get about 150 to close, And
Joe's talking really slow.
Let them come to you first.
Yeah. I'm joking. Do you ever have those things where people will go?
What are you doing? Comedy in the
1800s? Not anymore, but in your early days, in my now latter days, people go, "What? I hate when people. What do you make for a show?" And I'll go, "I like to get 1,000 or 1,500." And they're like, "Well, our budget's 300." I'm like, "I'll take it." Like, just tell me what your budget is. Anyways. Yeah. Joe at Joe List Comedy Twitter.
Yeah, at Joe List. He's 1,015 or 300.
Yeah,
I'm failing.
Go ahead. No, you're not. You're doing great. Good.
At Dan Soder on Twitter, and if you're in the Chicago area, come out to the LOL Lounge, Just for Laughs Chicago, June 15th. I'll be there.
Just for Laughs Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, good, dude. Congratulations,
thanks,
brother.
Thanks, buddy.
That's great. And you have another date too.
Well, this is going to go past the Foxwoods.
Oh, sorry.
But I'll be at the Bumper Shoot Comedy Festival in Seattle in September.
Bumper Shoot?
I don't know.
Really?
Third is plugging shit.
Festivals love Soda because he's hilarious, but he's neutral. He doesn't offend anybody.
You're damn right I don't.
Except for Trish.
Hey, it's my mother and I love her.
I know you do. I just love that you call her Trish.
I do call her
and really, you're connected. You don't call her mom, you call her by her first name.
I call her mom to her, but I call her Trish to everyone else. She gets mad when I call her Trish to her face.
Yeah, she should, because she's your mom.
Well, right. I love her.
All right, then. Kelly and Tatiana, what's her information?
She didn't have anything to give me. She was like, oh, I don't have this, and I'll let Bob know if we want to put something on the actual screen. She hasn't got a website. She hasn't got Twitter.
Well, she has Twitter.
Can we just put a picture of
her
Twitter?
I asked her for it, and she was like, oh, no. Oh, I'm like, give me your Twitter. She's like, oh, you know what? I don't know. I'll just email
her.
Bobby.
Then we won't fucking promote her. It's just Tatiana.
Just an incredible set of cans.
Well, she's a pretty girl, too.
Yeah.
Nice girl, private eye, blah, blah, blah. Robert Kelly, at Robert Kelly, robertkellylive.com. I'm all over the fucking place. I got a lot of work, Joe. I'm always got too much work. I'm all over the place. Wilbur Theater coming up in August. Big, big show. Boston people, get your fucking tickets now. Do me a favor. Sell it out before I go.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about it the week of. We need to sell tickets. You got to do 85 radio shows. It would be my dream to sell up my hometown before I get there so I don't have to worry. And we can just enjoy each other. And we can have a good time. And if I do sell out, my own show, I'm going to bring, before the show, before the week of, I'm going to bring one of you guys with me.
I really hope Dan's busy. I really hope things are going well for you.
I'll fucking clear my calendar,
buddy. Oh, just let me come.
Anyways,
I want to go so bad.
And I'm going to be at Foxwoods. I'm going to be fucking all. I'm going to be upstate in New York. I got a lot of, so many shows. Oh, God. Anyways, I'll be counting my money. go to my website, robertkellylive.com. Get my award-winning app on iTunes. Coming out, coming out, it's now. It's gives you all my dates. The podcast streams right to the app.
And the Riotcast app coming soon. You saw it. You got a fucking heart on when
I
showed
that. Yeah, step on my fucking
ad. I'm sure you got to plug.
I know. The Riotcast app, I saw a beta version of it. Man, is it fucking badass. If you're a fan of this podcast and Riotcast and all the other shows.
Well, you got Glory Hole. You also got Hammerfest.
It has all the apps and the new shows. Bailey J and Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve. The new app that's coming out for iPad and iPhone.
And Android.
And it's coming out with Android too?
Yeah, Android's about a month later.
Fucking crazy.
So those fags don't cry.
So,
you got an Android, yeah. Take it easy.
So check out all that stuff. Keep supporting us. Make sure you support our sponsors. That's how we stay on the air. And thanks for all the donations. We got a bunch of new donations that came in this month.
Oh, great.
Look at your eyes light up.
What? Okay, day.
I'm disappointed.
I don't have to eat chicken chips.
Yeah.
No, anyways. All right, so that's Tech Talk. Rob, thanks for doing Tech Talk.
My pleasure.
Tech Talk
with Bobby and friends.
Oh, yeah.
And we're back. Phil, you have to leave. The photographer.
I got to get out of here.
You got to leave. Phil. Thank you so much for coming down once again, bro, and taking photos. And it's awesome. You take great photos.
Facebook.
And you take great videos.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, do you have a girlfriend? You do?
Damn.
Where is she?
Ooh.
It's new, so it's not. You don't have a girlfriend. That's not a. Dude, first of all, can you get on the mic for a second, Phil? You don't. There's no such. Are you fucking. We're not 10. You can't have a girlfriend
did
if you met her a month ago.
Will you go out with me?
We didn't do that.
Did you carve her name in a tree in Central Park?
It's just. It's kind of assumed, you know? Like.
How long have you known her?
Only like 4 months.
Yeah, dude. No.
No?
It's not your girlfriend.
I don't know. I'd say 4 months.
Four months is a while.
She's not shaving.
That's
so
second trimester.
She's not shaving.
She kind of stopped. So I think it might be official then.
She's not shaving?
Her legs? Her legs.
Really?
Her
legs. Are you guys still having sex?
We're having a lot of sex.
With each other?
It's in the new phase still, so.
Look at his face. He is filled with bushmen.
But here's the real question. When you fuck her, are you thinking about her?
I still am.
I think about you, Tatiana.
I will be thinking about Tatiana now.
When I fuck his girl, I think about you. All right, dude. Phil, thank you so much.
I love you guys.
Love thanks, you too, Phil. Man.
All right.
Good luck in your new relationship that seems needy.
We'll be broken up next week.
Hopefully. Yeah. All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Guys.
Take care.
I'll be in contact, Phil. Thank
Phil,
you.
Phil, let's clap like it's a real radio
show. Yeah.
Hey, Phil. Fucking boo.
It's coming back. We're going to learn how you can win $10,000.
Very attractive man.
Gorgeous.
So, he is. Right? I'm not a fan of the 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, jeez.
Because I would imagine if you had to kiss him.
But listen.
But why you imagine?
I don't, what about, I don't have a jawline. That's why I don't shave.
Yeah, but.
You, seriously. I'm very self-conscious. When
you get, but you also make lips, too. We know what those are.
But when you kiss a guy with
We need hair on your face just to know where your thin mouth is.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joe.
But when you kiss a guy with that kind of beardish thing going on.
You know you're kissing a man.
Well, you get pash rash. So the next day you get like all red and blah blah blah. Right. But
how
that's
do you think we get
with
your fucking hairy boxes?
No, when guys have hair, it's fucking sexy.
But no, wait a minute. Do you think he's doing it for himself or doing it to get back at her for her not shaving?
No, it's laziness.
That's why you love the mafia.
He's like, sexy laziness.
He's doing it for himself. Hey. You think he's fucking doing it for
one thing?
Let me tell
you, favor's never done for another favor.
My name's Tatiana. My fucking tits are awesome. My box is clean.
I'm not
but I want to know something.
Here's the thing. I'm showing a lot of leg. Want to know why? Because I get away with it.
Rob does have a fucking bird face, but let me tell you something.
No, quick. I just want to bring this all back to the first thing. My tits are awesome.
Hey, I showed a little top tit on the fucking, you know what, dude, whatever the fuck the name thing is.
Yeah, yeah, give the kids something to talk about.
Walked in, I hiked up my skirt, I left this the way it went.
I'll see you at the bar.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
I hope.
Right. You got to set me up now.
I'll set you up.
I'm going to be like, you were right, Bobby. You were right.
Two-third four, I got him. Two-third four.
I know, she'd be talking to her tit. Yeah, your husband's sucking. Yeah, I'm sucking your husband's dick right now.
GPS is shit.
I'm going to make him come just to make sure we got this on video so we can get all the money.
There's a case we had like that. It's fucked up. I'll tell you later. Yeah.
No,
what the hell?
I don't want to talk to you later.
So my partner, you're a fucking cocksucker.
I'm kidding. I'm
cocksucker. He's in Boston ish now.
Yeah, fuck a cocksucker. The fuck, I know this case, but I'll tell you later off the air. I don't know, fuck, I want to get in trouble. You're fucking, what kind of people are they?
She's right, pressure. Henry.
That's a great pressure.
Pretty good.
What the fuck kind of people are they? You fucking get over with the bing bang. Boom. Fuck you, you cunt. You fucking
You made me pop your eye out.
You fucking tell me now, you fucking twat. You fucking.
Ready? I'll stand the way.
Yeah, suck my dick.
So, you walked into the bar and. Yeah. And what? Is Jesus, that fucking barrel? Slow it down for
me? Yeah. I actually.
That just moved.
Yeah.
She just made it move.
Yeah, I was just about to say the exact same words. Nicely done.
My dick just moved has four a penises. Heartbeat. Really, if you could actually act a little more fucking
oh my
girlish.
God, yeah, I have no idea. That's how I actually threw my back out the first time.
Oh.
I was listening to phone sex, playing with myself.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Jesus Christ. Kelly, stop. Kelly, first of all, if you ruin this, I'll kill you.
Can I point out, too, that Tatiana has added some, like, the sexiest shoes I've ever seen. We went down to smoke and come back, and you're like, hey, fucking
trumpeting
my tits.
It up.
I'm touching my pussy, and you got, like, an 8-inch heel. Holy
shit. She
walks
in, it's like, boom, 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 boom.
My life just changed.
Listen, Axl Rose.
Ooh, that's a compliment.
I know.
One of the greatest frontmen ever.
Yeah, she didn't call you the lead singer of Cinderella. That would be fucking mush. Remember that guy?
Back to her.
Listen, you were masturbating.
Yes.
On the phone.
Yes.
Cell phone?
No.
On the regular phone?
Yeah.
Really?
This is same couple years ago.
You're hardlined.
Yeah, this is, yeah. And I was being cheap. You know where you could dial 1-800 Big Tits and you could hear the voice for the first like minute and a half.
Wait a minute, you were doing it with not a guy. You call one of us. Yeah. What are you doing?
Okay, and that's
my
when
phone's
I get,
like.
Yeah,
I'm like, I gotta take this. Hold on, guys.
Mom, wait a second.
Mom, I will get back to you.
I know Dad needs a liver. Hang on.
Hey, you there? You there? Hold on. Let me get in my room.
What? So you called phone sex?
I did. Do it all the time.
And really?
You still do it?
Still do it.
Everybody's dick is hard in here, including,
yeah. Including mine. Yeah. I'm like,
Kelly's clit's like,
can you please teach me the ways of your world, please? I have no idea what I'm doing ever.
She's kind of grabbed her leg.
Kelly. I just envision Kelly's, I don't know, can I just, dude. Sometimes I just envision stuff and I just have to say it. I just envision Kelly's pussy being so fat it has like a beaver tail that hangs over the actual pussy. And then she has to, I don't know why that.
I'm a goldie.
So it's flapping.
She sprays people.
It claps. When she's in a pond, if you get too close, it claps on the top.
Kelly diving into a pool in a loose bikini.
All right, listen.
As much as I love you guys shitting on me, phone sex, go. Yeah.
True that, Kelly.
All right, so
Joe's back in his fucking peep show chair lounge.
Deposit $10.
Talk slow. Oh,
so I'm laying there. It's the first time I pulled it out. I have a bunch of nudie magazines
on
my bed.
What are you wearing?
I'm completely naked.
Okay, so wait, stop. Now, you're naked on your bed. You're naked on your bed. Naked. And you have a bunch of nudie mags out?
Yep.
Who's in the nudie mags? What kind of nudie mags?
I have fucked up ones. Like, I am a sick
Like Club International?
Like, guy on guy, midget porn, girl on girl. Like, I have a fucked up imagination.
So you have a bunch.
Can we open a window? No. Going through menopause over here.
Oh, you're right. I'll fan you. Go ahead. Keep going.
Guys, if I start juicing it over the jeans, don't act weird.
All right.
So you're naked on the bed. You got a bunch of fucking crazy
cool. So guy on guy porn. Got it.
Who's on the other end? Is it a guy or a girl?
No, it's a girl because I don't know what about it. But if you dial a guy, it does not sound fucking hot when he's like, yeah, you like that penis.
Hang on 1 second. Try it again. It's just not working. We're going to do a little phone sex right now. Dan's going to be the guy.
Let's do one with Dan and one with Kelly and see which is better.
Why is fucking Chewbacca the ringtone?
I don't know. I thought that was a pretty good ringtone.
No more bear on the podcast.
We're talking about phone sex and he's like, yep, Chewbacca, got it. Done. Yeah.
I'm laying on my bed.
He did an
I've got the DVD collection of Star Wars out. I've got the death of Superman. I'm just fucking
number
and breaking the bat.
And I'm like, yeah, Bane. Yeah.
Your punishment must be more severe.
Okay, let's just do this real quick, okay?
Okay.
We're going to go around the room. You're going to make phone calls to different guys, and we're going to wind up with Kelly. Okay, so the first guy you're going to call, his name is Big Dick Dan. Okay.
So now I got to be the fucking operator?
You're calling. I'll get him on the phone. I'm going to ring, and then Ben's going to pick up and talk to you.
Can it be syrup?
So,
I don't call him in.
No, you're calling. Ready? Ring.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, baby?
You want to play?
Yeah. Yeah. You ever been with a black guy?
Ooh, never.
Yeah?
Tell me what I'm missing.
I just got out of jail.
Yes.
You ever watch the N1 tapes?
Never.
Because I'm going to take that ball and I dribble it through my legs real fast.
Do you have tattoos done by inmates? Dirty needles?
Yeah.
I
suggest using a condom in our fantasy sex. I typically have multiple blood diseases.
Oh, tell me more.
Okay, this is not even cool.
Okay.
She broke me.
Okay, she broke you. Okay, we're going to go to Joe. Ready? Now, Joe, his name is...
Boston Joe.
His name's Boston Joe. Ready? Ring, ring.
Yeah.
Hi, is Joe there?
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
I want to know if you could take your big fucking cock out from you right now.
I mean, I can take my cock out. I don't know how big it is. I mean,
it's okay. I have an asshole.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'll fuck you in the asshole, yeah. Sure.
My pussy's for big dicks and my asshole's for little dicks, so take your pick once you take a cock out.
I mean, I'm not saying it's little either. I'm just saying, like, I'll fuck you in the ass.
Joe, do you have a dick?
Yeah, I got a decent-sized dick. I just don't want to say it's big. It's fucking...
What's decent?
I don't know, kid.
Oh, yeah. Pretend I'm young.
I don't know, kid.
All right, stop.
Fucking Joe's Boston phone sex operator is my favorite thing ever.
Fucking. Hold on. Fucking. The bees are on. Hold on.
Yeah.
That's a very Boston thing. Uninterested. Very uninterested
thing
in
I've
that.
Ever heard in so, my life, Joe.
This is the fuck you. Oh, fucking Celtics. What? Fuck you, got it.
I don't know if it's that big, but you know, it's a dick. Whatever. What are you going to do with it? You're going to fit in? Who cares? All right, come on.
The best part, he said, nah, I don't care.
Oh, you kill me.
Call Rob. Right, we're gonna call Rob. Because I can't get enough of this.
How the fuck am I supposed to follow really that?
No, I fucked up.
Fuck.
I gotta follow.
All right,
here we go. Ready?
Fucking cheeks felt like I've been blowing up fucking balloons.
All right, here we go. Ready? We're calling
the bird with AIDS.
The bird with AIDS. All right, ready? Ring. Ring.
Hello?
Oh, hi. How are you?
You want some AIDS?
I'm sorry? Say again?
You want some AIDS?
Yeah. Wait, I put it right in my face. Why
maybe a bird with AIDS.
Why are you English?
I'm an English bird.
I don't like Rob. I really set Rob up to fail, though.
Yeah,
I
that was bad.
I had to follow fucking Yeah.
What are you going to do?
All right. it's not a fucking average.
I'm going to set up Kate Robinson.
I love it. It's like fucking, hey, will you pick me up some Dunkin'?
Yeah. Listen, if I'm going to fucking eat your box, stop over and fucking get me a steak and cheese, slice of pizza, and a fucking small Dunkin' regular.
Kelly's.
Right. Listen.
Now, Kelly.
Will you suck my Will you suck my fucking cock while I'm watching Game 7?
You cool with the fucking bees, right? They get a fucking power play. I might fucking come.
All right, here, we'll do Kelly. We're going to skip over me and Rob because there's no way.
There's no way.
We don't want to fucking... All right, so Kelly, you...
You're calling Aussie Girls Gone Nasty.
Yeah, Aussie Girls Gone Nasty.
Or
what they
nasty.
Call it, beaver flaps. All right, here we go. Ring, ring.
Hi, hello.
So what are you wearing?
I'm just wearing my bra and panties right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do to me?
I want to do everything to you. You and another girl if you have one next to you.
I was hoping that maybe you're going to lick me out. Is that what's going to happen?
Lick me out? I'm sorry, your terminology. That just murdered my boner.
I can see the corner of my eye.
You know what? If my dick is peshy, it just walked in the room and fuck.
Yeah. You're welcome.
This bitch said lick me out. I just envisioned her licking all the stuff out of her vagina into a pile.
You wanted Aussie Girls Gone Wild. That's an Aussie expression.
That was like we went to the Stones show and you just heard and the electricity went out. Shit.
Kelly, I'm still using that next time I have sex.
Yeah, it's gonna work.
She'll be like lick me out.
In the corner of my eye, I gotta look at these two douchebags with their fucking hands down their pants like Al Bundy.
Put my hand in my pants.
That was me.
Yeah.
Listen,
and it was making me feel uncomfortable.
Lick me out is I'd throw up if a girl said lick me out. I'd be like, well, like all of it.
I don't know about that.
Like I want to lick what out? What's in there? What am I licking out?
I don't know how to do. I don't know.
It's just a gross term.
No.
It's not sexy.
That's why I said it.
You did it. You said it. You were in the moment.
I have a Jolly Lancer.
I can't
in my
be in the moment.
I think I got a peanut up there.
I can't do it.
I lost a yellow crayon.
I don't know. I'll keep things up there.
It's been a little fucking. I have a yeast infection.
Can we do a girl? I gotta do it.
Can we do a take two?
Guy.
Can we do a take two?
Hang on.
Oh
okay.
My
what
god!
Do
that
do?
Was,
what do you want to do?
I want to do that again.
I've never laughed harder, and I've never.
I don't know
morning.
If I can endorse. Stan's enjoying it too much.
I want you to. This one, I want you to do, Kelly. All right.
Passion.
I want you to.
I want you to feel like they are the only two people on an island.
I'm gonna put you in the corner.
I want your hair to touch your butt.
You want me to wave my hair around?
Yeah, don't look, don't do that to me. Kelly, I want you to really try and don't use any Australian terms.
All right.
No lick me out, dug out my fucking digger.
I have to really concentrate and get into character.
Kiss me muff.
Break my wishbone.
I need some motivation.
Kiss me muff. Kiss me.
Lick my beaver flower.
You want to see my snatch? Oh, you want to see my crook mouth?
Oh, look, I just waxed my minge. Come on.
My minge. That was a great South Park.
Australia fucking they stink, man. They fucking rude. You want to lick me out?
Also, how could you not say something about Down Under? I mean, I don't know. How did you miss that? That's a big.
That was given to you by geography.
Lick me Down Under.
All right, here we go.
Just say in the future, maybe use Down Under.
That almost made me throw up. Lick me out. I just pictured her licking out like cottage cheese.
And then spitting it, going.
That was too much. Tatiana, you might be the most attractive woman I've ever met in my life.
I mean, this literally, the mix of the voice.
This
and
is the best part right now is that Tatiana agreed to do the last 5 minutes topless. So,
Are you serious?
Oh my God. So, I mean, here we go.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing. Me and Tatiana work it out. So we're going to do the last 5 minutes topless.
Whoa.
Yeah, shut your fucking mouth right now.
You can walk away if you want. You don't have to be
I'll
on
just
the
do
last
your
time.
Voice. I'll go.
The last
I'll do it topless
minutes.
As well.
I mean,
You have to ruin it.
I go like this.
But you guys never seen tits before. Yeah. Like, do you know how awkward you make someone about the picture when you?
Kelly, it's like, shut the fuck up. It's like the zoo. Okay? I can go and fucking look at pictures of animals all day, but when I'm fucking 5 feet away from them, it's a special occasion.
I've never seen Dan not be neutral.
I know. Yeah.
This guy's furious. That.
That's why he went into character, though, if you notice.
Yeah.
It wasn't Dan being a...
Because I do it was this a character. I do it in this deep, dumb voice. I sound rapey where I'm like, I want to see your tits.
Wait,
you're a great big fat person. Don't you hurt my dog.
You really all fucked up right now.
What do you mean?
You really are fucked up about Tatiana's top tit. Her top tit fucked you up.
Yeah, she threw me off.
Yeah, she threw you really just snapped on Kelly. If Kelly was going to cock block Tatiana being topless for the last 5 minutes, you really just got fucking like...
I would have honky-tonk manned her and fucking slammed that guitar in her fucking head.
Well, I'm a good friend.
I love wrestling.
I'm a good friend. I would never cock block Dan for a pair of titties.
I feel like Greg the Hammer Valentine of comedy. That guy again? Didn't he do something? No, he never really did anything, but he's there. Yeah.
Wasn't he in No Holds Barred at the beginning?
Rob, you want another shot?
No.
What?
Want another shot?
I'm not going to fuck this up. They were going to do it again.
Okay.
All right, so Kelly.
Yeah.
This is what we can do. We can either we can go over your set, the actual the set stuff from Conan, or we can do some more phone sex.
Oh, we'll do some phone sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you want? Yeah. What do you want, Kelly?
I don't know. I was hoping to maybe talk on the phone a bit more.
Right? Now we're back. Where did you come from?
Well, Kelly, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah. This is like when Urkel turned into Stefan.
You're interrupting. Dan, you're interrupting.
You're interrupting, Dan.
Sorry.
Let's turn all the mics on.
All right, Kelly. Mm-hmm. Kelly, I just want to ask you if you want to talk some more phone sex with Tatiana. Or would you like to go over your set, the critiques?
I was really hoping maybe to talk to Tatiana a bit more.
You want
to
talk to me?
List's face is the best. The double cross.
All right, here we go. So we're going to do a little ringy ring. Okay.
I'll try my best.
Ring.
I'll let you lead.
Go ahead.
You're calling me?
Ring.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you answered.
How are you, baby?
Well, it's been a really long day and I need to relieve some stress.
What kind of stress would you like to relieve? Want to start with your top half or your bottom half?
Top half, please.
What are you wearing?
Nothing. Well, I'm just wearing like a little bra, but I really need someone to take it off for me.
Good. How about you take those hands of yours and reach back and unsnap that for me and pull it down slowly.
Don't you fuck this up. This is a big part of this. I have agents
so
listening.
Good at it. Why are you laughing?
Because you are very good at it. You know what you're doing.
Do you know what you're doing? Unsnap it, baby. Unsnap it right from you right
Click.
Now. Now go ahead. Are you wearing cute little panties to match that bra?
I already took them off. Is that bad?
Oh, that's so nice. Now go ahead and slip your hand right between your thigh. Don't touch anything yet. Just grab a hold of your inner thigh.
Mm-hmm. But what about me? What do I do for you?
Well, right now I just want to go ahead and lead your hands around. And then I'm going to tell you where I want yours on me. Mm-hmm. Now take your left hand and put it right above your titty right now. Work it all the way down to the nipple.
You know, I can lick my own titties.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, I love chicks that can lick their tits. Go ahead. Let me take mine off right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in my chair and I'm wearing absolutely nothing right now. Just a cute little black G-string. Go ahead and take your titties right now. Start looking away.
Don't fuck it up.
Shut up.
Don't
so
the pizza's
right
here.
Cut.
Joe, we're supposed to cue you in Act 3. Clam Lappers doesn't have the guy inside.
Joe,
someone's at the door. Let me go get the door.
Joe wanted in that movie so bad.
Oh, Joe literally just fucking.
Give me a chicken. I gotta eat.
Oh man,
either I'm gonna eat or I'm gonna fuck
That's
somebody.
Crazy. I had a massive wank this morning and I need to do one. Like,
you had a what?
I had a wank, yeah. Oh,
yeah, I know. Fuck.
Every Australia makes it sucky.
Can I just say, I will keep her on retainer for phone I will keep Tatiana on retainer for phone sex like a fucking high-priced lawyer.
Yeah.
This means I have to spend more money.
Yes.
You're eating the chicken potato
flavored
chips.
Okay. The chicken-flavored twisties are the best.
I'll tell you.
Are they you don't awful? Like them? Come here.
I'll tell you, hang on 1 second.
You know
I'll tell you why. Let me just explain something.
They're the best. They're like Cheetos, but
they're Cheetos, chicken. except they were fucking a cup of ramen noodle fell on them.
Here,
and then they laid in the sun for a month.
Let me taste them.
They even look disgusting. They have no color whatsoever to them.
The only thing I hate more than those are shirts. Let's get them off.
That would got really real, guys, so I'm not going to lie to you.
How do you feel?
Fucking.
Are you a little hot?
You don't want
me?
No, I'm good.
You a little hot?
Yes.
Would you ever hook up with a chick?
I don't know. I've always thought about it. I haven't never done it before.
Really? Tatiana, have you ever been with a woman?
Never.
Would you ever do it?
You know, what I have in my head, like I said, is all fucked up. But what I have in my head, about 99% of the time, I am. But I'm with a guy. Like, yeah. My current boyfriend or somebody like that, if I'm dating somebody.
Yeah.
So it's always like that. But in real life, no.
You fucking ruined the whole show.
I know. Oh, I know.
Did you have to say, we don't need to know that. Just tell us it's not really that serious.
What's not really that serious?
Your boyfriend.
No, I don't have one. I said if I do.
We're in.
Hey, we're in.
All of us are hugging like we just got back from the war.
You know, every fucking hump listen to this one.
Yes.
Someone's sad dick just went.
Yeah, why do you think my fucking back is out? Because I fucking playing with myself, jerking off myself, obviously, too much. And
is there a tool involved? Can we just focus everything on this?
No, but how did the actual.
I have so little.
Okay. I love the truth.
Because my back is screwed up already, and I'm laying on my bed.
What are you jerking off on a seesaw?
If you met my back massager,
I jerk off 9 times a day for 20 years. I've never hurt my back.
I have jerked off the most awkward positions: one knee on a couch, one knee on a coffee table.
Yeah. What do you put your fucking pussy in the sink?
No idea. No.
I lift a piano, and then I put one of the legs. I put one of the legs of the piano.
Yep, that's exactly.
Oh fuck.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Tatiana, will you marry me? I mean, I have a girlfriend, but she's in a different borough.
So I think. Hold on, a rap song that counts, right?
Oh my god.
I'm Rob.
Yes.
Oh god.
So when does the last 5 minutes?
And you wanted me to go again. That would have been a disaster.
No, dude, I fucking
can't mess that up.
That's why
I want you to go again.
I run the show. I know when funny's funny and when not. Yep, nice talking to you.
Leave it alone.
Cue the awkwardness.
Hey,
yeah, the last 5 minutes. We are very close to the last 5 minutes. We're almost there. Last 5 minutes of the show. And
this isn't a thing.
That's absolutely
fuck
true.
Fuck you. Listen, this is like my mom said my dad was coming to my T-ball game.
I swear to well, your dad was dead. He was.
Well, not for another 8 years. Thanks for bringing that up, Bob.
Look at Fat Kelly. Look at Fat Kelly. Look at her.
So horny. Gotta eat.
Did you just make a wild boar sound? That wasn't even a pig. Listen,
Kelly.
A wild
stop
boar.
It.
That's how I describe
Kelly,
the podcast.
Kelly. You gave me a half chub today.
Hey, Kelly.
You gave me a half chub. I was measuring your bra, have a bunch of ruse on them, a bunch of hopper.
The last 5 minutes, she's going to be topless, but here's the rules. I'm serious. We talked about it. But we all have to shut our eyes. And whoever opens their eyes, she's going to put her shirt back on. Okay.
I think it's worth it just to look for a second.
Yeah, that's fine.
5 minutes. So 5 minutes, we're all going to shut our eyes,
okay.
Squeeze them tight. She's going to take her shirt off. Whoever opens their eyes first, she puts her shirt back on, and that person is a fucking dick for ruining it.
What are they ruining? What? No one's even seeing anything.
Huh?
But they're not ruining anything if no one else is looking.
Are we supposed to just smell them?
They're ruining it for everybody else. Because
awful rules.
Yeah.
Why don't we just call three Mississippis and we all open our eyes at the same time?
No, well, not you fucking rapist.
I think that's actually a man with a plan.
That was quite a leap. Yeah, that was a hell of a leap.
All right, are you cool? Are you ready? You ready to go? Yep. All right, everybody. 1, 2, 3. Close your eyes. Close. Squint them. Squint them. Squint them. I'm looking. Wait a second. Ready? Squint. Squint your eyes. Shut your eyes.
I feel like I'm going to be the dick who's not looking the whole time. Everyone else is looking at her, you know.
Let's go, everybody. All right. Take it off. Here we go. Take it off. All the way. All the way. All the way.
How do you know they're all the way, Bobby? I thought we were supposed to have our eyes closed.
I'm the judge, motherfucker.
Oh, bullshit.
I feel like I'm going to open my eyes. Everyone's going to have their dicks
Joe,
out.
Just open your eyes, Joe. Joe, open your eyes, Joe.
There we go, right?
Joe, come on. You're 2 feet away from good titty. Just open your eyes.
I don't trust it. Hold on. I'm going to put my hand out.
Here we go. Close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. All right, here we go.
I'm putting my hand out just in case she wants to guide it.
All right, wait.
Putting your hand out for what?
Just in case she wants to guide it to her sweet.
By the way, we're doing this week's podcast from a tree fort.
Jesus. All right,
hang on. Whoever can keep their eyes shut. All right, go ahead, take them off. Good.
I don't believe. I don't even actually think.
I've never felt more comfortable.
All right.
Don't believe.
All right. Open your eyes now.
Oh, jeez.
There, I don't know. That was a half
tit. It was kind of half tit, but it was there.
I didn't even get a half tit.
I didn't look.
That was Canadian tit.
That was that top.
Hang on.
Hey, all right. Christ. I'll take it.
I'm telling you.
Hey. Oh,
don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop